Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 173. My name is Christopher Gio, and I am joined by Mr. Jeff Chorney.
Hey, what up, guys?
And sitting in for Travis Baum is Mr. Glenn Burgess. How you doing, Glenn?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm going stag tonight. The wife went to visit a friend in Gainesville, so I've been having to figure out what to do with my time. I kind of have one of those, yeah, bachelor tonight. What do I do? I don't remember anymore. So it translated into playing some video games and getting fried chicken and drinking beer.
And podcasting.
Dude. Sounds like an
and podcasting.
And podcasting.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty decent. I'm just I'm reveling in the fact that I can leave my empty beer bottles out and not immediately put them in the recycling bin.
How long is she away for?
She'll be back tomorrow evening, but
okay.
You know.
So you got time to clean up the place.
Right, a little bit at least.
He can at least get the beer bottles in the recycling bin.
She looked at me and said, "Don't let the dog sleep in our bed." And I just kind of gave her a look and she goes, "Okay, wash the sheets afterwards."
Oh man. We missed you last weekend, man.
I was sad. I actually had to walk away from the stream because I just got sad watching everybody at MGC having fun. Like, I think I was watching and the camera came up and it was Jeff, Nico, and Sam were like fake fighting each other, like half drunkenly on the screen. And I was like, that should be me. And I just walked away from the computer. I was like, God.
I can see you doing that too. I could actually like hear you saying that.
Yeah,
I feel the same
I was just
way,
done.
Man, I couldn't do that.
I was just like, man, this is just sad now. Like, it was kind of fun to see what everybody was up to, and then I was just envious and had to stop watching.
Did you see Sam's drunken antics at the end of the VG Evo after party?
I didn't see it at the end. I saw it at the beginning, which were already pretty drunk, so they got worse.
Yo,
oh,
yeah.
God. Oh.
Did you see a package of ham that said Tom on it?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
That made me laugh a lot.
He threw that on the ground repeatedly and stepped on it, and it pretty much exploded all over the floor.
Yeah. And the weird part is, someone was like, oh my God, look at that. So we look over, and Sam is on all fours with the ham below his face.
What?
And first, Nico and I made away was like, oh my God, he's yakking everywhere. Because that's what it looked like. It was like ham everywhere. I'm like, oh my God.
That's what happens when you eat Tom.
Pretty. They're now the alcohol-fied gamers. Well, at least he is, anyway.
But yeah, I just remember seeing Sam on the stream, and he had this blue pop collar on, and I was like, Sam, did anybody tell you pop collars are gay? And he just does this little limp-wristed wave at the camera and walked away.
Oh, man. He's a funny-ass guy, though. I like him. So.
He is.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Jeff, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
I am recovering from that weekend.
Yeah,
basically.
No doubt.
I got the post VG Evo, Retroids meetup depression thing going on, which usually lasts about 4 or 5 days afterwards. Then I kick back into normal life.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just feel like a fat slob. It was like nothing but eating and drinking and just being
playing video
lazy.
Games.
Yeah, pretty much. And but it was a lot of fun, man. Good times.
Yeah, yeah, we had a great time. The actual show was pretty much all work, though. I didn't, because of...
Oh, that's the thing. That's...
I'll remember next time, the next time I go up there, it's just I need to make sure I have more time, like, rather than leaving at, like, 4 o'clock on Sunday. Because I really had... I mean, I didn't even get a chance to walk around MGC. The most
poor
I did is
life
I,
choices.
the most I got to walk around MGC is I walked over to like the little hot dog and hamburger stand they had and got one of their nasty ass burgers and came back, and that was about it.
Oh yeah, the burger was nasty, way worse than last year, and food wasn't great last year. Like I went to the vendor place for about maybe 20 minutes on the first day, and the museum after we were done with the Street Fighter tournament. A few of us wanted to check out the museum really quick. But yeah, compared to last year, because last year we didn't bring anything because it was kind of like we all flew, so we couldn't really bring anything. So besides the scrub sport and the Street Fighter tournament, we really had nothing really we had to be responsible for. So it was a lot more, it was more of like, I guess, a vacation type thing. It was like, all right, let's go there and party for 3 days or whatever. Whereas this time felt more or less like, oh crap, we have stuff to responsible for. We got contests, we got the tournament, we have all of our stuff, you know, we have to be at our booth. And yeah,
it's like Indusfest 2.5.
Yeah, it was like Retro Fest. Yeah, pretty much. It was still a great time though. Just
yeah.
The drunken meter was definitely lower for sure, but it was still.
Aw.
Yeah, dude.
Mine like, saddens me.
Fucking drunk
Friday,
fest.
I was messed up, dude.
Oh, you were karaoke was good times. You were just gone.
I was at that like pinnacle of like super happy drunk, and I never crossed that pinnacle. I never got to the
I never got
to the super sick drunk part. I was only I just stayed at that super happy drunk the entire time. That's the way
it
should
be. Can we get a stat on how many motherfuckers got thrown out that evening?
Oh, God, I have no
idea. A lot on the Friday, if that's for sure.
Yeah, Saturday I wasn't really that
I love you, motherfucker, was said quite often.
It's funny, like when we were leaving on Saturday after the after party, you know, Mark comes up to me and he goes, all right, well, we're all going to get in the car. And I was like, oh, I was going to drive back because Saturday I didn't really have that much to drink. And he goes... Mm-hmm. Can you drive? And I was like, yeah. And he looks at me and he gives me this like look, like, can you really drive?
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to say to him, have you heard me say motherfucker today? But yeah, it was good times. It was good times. I definitely had a lot of fun, and you know, it was hard to, you know, quickly rush out of there like we did, but it was nice to get home too. So
it was cool meeting a little bit new people too. Like Shadow Hato was there.
Yeah, he's a cool ass dude. That motherfucker is good at like every video game there is.
Oh my god!
I swear to God, it's like
he won the Meat Boy contest. He would have won Street if he would have won. Well, we're gonna make an article of it. We're gonna throw up in the site and throw up video. But he ended up getting put into the Street Fighter tournament. But the guy who won it, but it came down to literally the last
game,
match,
last round,
pretty much like last game, last round, and pretty much by a hit. And if Shadow would have beaten that guy, he would have taken it because the guy who came second,
yeah, he didn't. He would have no match.
Like, yeah, he wouldn't have.
I don't think he would have
raped by him. But yeah, wow, he's fucking damn good. Yeah,
and the thing is that damn. Shadow had two of those to matches because you said that the match before he had
one match before. Shadow's first match or second match went down to the wire as well against a Pad Chun-Li player, but it was the guy he fought in the semis. Was definitely better than the first guy he fought. I guess he was just kind of warming up in the first one, but it was still a great friggin' match. Came down on the wire.
Yeah,
but yeah, and
that was a good tournament, man. I think that was we had a great turnout. We had great contestants. You know, they all most of them were there and were like ready to go as soon as we called their name and that kind of thing. And it made things a lot smoother. I mean, everybody was so like cooperative, and
we were worried. Remember when we were talking before how many people, like we said 32, and we were worried that even if you had anything more than like 20, we'd need like four setups and it would take like 2.5 hours, 3 hours. We had 20, I think 6 people around there,
something like that. And it took three stations, and we knocked it out in 2 hours.
Yeah, wow. No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was like basically an hour and a half, 2 hours. And the semifinals and finals were all done on the one TV. And I kind of got to the point where I was like, how do we drag this out? Because people were really enjoying the final matches. I was like, oh, man. But, yeah, it worked really well.
Yeah, surprised. I think so.
And Bistix was there, too. He was another newcomer.
I got to meet a lot of people, man. You know, Bistix, Vladrick. I hadn't met any of those
guys. That's
right.
You haven't met – yeah, a lot of these people we haven't met because GamerDad. Like, a lot of these people from the community were there last year, too.
Yeah.
But you –
it was cool to hang out with. It was cool to hang out with the Justice again because I met him at Basement Bash last year, and he is just a cool ass guy, man. So
yeah.
Hey, don't forget about Crazy Internet Lady. She was.
My god, dude! That picture you made. Hopefully, we can get a picture in the post. So because right now I know listeners are like, "Fuck, guys, stop talking about this. I wasn't there. I don't want to." It's boring, but you got to see this picture. That there's this crazy lady who, the first day there, I remember Gruul Dale from On Tap went up and made an announcement about this. WWF tournament for No Mercy he was having, and went on the microphone to the room and said, hey, just to let you know there's this tournament happening, but he didn't say what time it was. And this lady stands up, she's like at this computer, she's like, what time is that? She's like, runs over. Then I'm like, Dale, you might want to see what time it is. So he goes to the thing, he's like, oh, is it like 5 o'clock or whatever? And right then I was like, this girl's kind of weird. So what happened was, when they were streaming, I guess on Saturday for Retroids, I was sitting there talking to, I think me and Tanya were talking to the people there who were in the chat room. And she came over, and she's like, what's this? And I was like, oh my god, I'm like, I gotta get out of here. So I'm like, sorry guys, but have fun. And she's like, this is on the internet? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, how many people are watching? I should have been like 1 billion, because she probably would have believed me.
100,000 million.
So I tweeted afterwards, I'm like, I'm so sorry, dude, like to leave you with her, but it's gonna be entertaining. And then Glenn got this perfect picture of her freeze frame, like her head kind of sideways tilted, looking at the camera with her mouth open. And it says, "Oh my God, the internet!" It's awesome.
Glenn, her mouth is really open. I am not kidding, dude. We loaded that picture up on Travis's laptop, and the four of us—me, Glenn, Travis, and Nico—just fucking lost it. We were pretty much useless for the next 5 to 10 minutes. I mean, we just fucking lost it. And then Nico set that shit as Travis's background on his laptop.
Oh, nice. We got to put that in the show notes, though, because it was like the best thing. Like, everyone loved that shit.
Well, my first experience with like seeing this chick was I was making the like little flyers for all the stuff that we had going on. And so I'm on my laptop, I'm at the Retroids table, and I'm ready to print stuff out. And they had there was a Super Nintendo hooked up next to me, and it had, like, Mario Paint on it. And she comes up, she goes, "Oh, my God, it's a Super Nintendo! I have one of these!" I'm like, congratulations, so do, like, 30 million other people. I'm like, really?
Dude, is that Super Mario World? Holy shit!
This is really mean. I'm sorry.
I love that game.
I was just thinking, I'm like, this is terrible.
We're definitely getting like negative karma points for this, but it was funny as shit.
Yeah, it was just awkward craziness that, you know, that just makes everyone kind of just feel kind of awkward. But it was.
Did you see what she was pulling out on the camera after you left?
I saw her showing stuff to the camera, but I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't want to go over there. I was sitting there laughing, I want to see what Glenn is saying right now in the chat. I heard her at one point say, "That's mean," and walk away, and then she came back. So I'm not sure if someone said something.
I definitely was not going out of my way to be nice. She was pulling out her bag full of goodies, I guess. And she had like a Mario Paint mouse and like this weird ass Super Nintendo stuff that she's just pulling out and going like, "Hoo-kah!" and putting in front of the camera and then putting away. And then she walks out of frame and you see the little Mario Paint mouse like walk across the screen disembodied. Like she's wiggling it past the camera. I'm just like, what the fuck is happening?
Okay, we really shouldn't be making fun.
Oh, man. All right, we got to move on.
That's terrible karma points for real.
Yeah. Let's talk about some games, man. Glenn, why don't you go first, bud? What are you playing this week?
Well, I've been kind of in this weird place where, for whatever reason, most of the games that have come out lately just haven't grabbed me. Nothing's really popped up where I'm like, I need to go get that. The closest thing would be Killzone 3, and I still haven't picked it up because I'm lazy.
Crysis 2.
What's that?
Crysis 2. You'll like it.
Yeah?
It's good show. Oh,
I hear good
things. Yeah, it's really good.
It's gorgeous, it is a gorgeous fucking game.
I did hang out with Chris Faxmonsky of EDP today for a little bit and played.
Oh, yeah. How is the Mexican?
Yeah, that Mexican, he's okay. He's still dating that one chick and hanging out with those other people. Anyway,
okay,
so,
doing stuff with things. Cool.
You know, the stuff with the thing and the junk. So we played a little bit of Super Street Fighter, and I'm mega rusty at that game. Mega rusty. I just felt horrible. And there was this kid who was there, I guess, as a friend of Chris's. And he's got to be, I don't know. He looks like he's like 16, so he's probably 21 because I'm old. And he just everything that I say, he's like, "Nuh-uh, you're wrong. Dude, what are you talking about? Blah, 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 blah."
What?
So, and like every single thing that I say I'm wrong about, he's just doing that, you know, like, "You're whatever, you're totally wrong, your opinion is invalid, blah, 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 blah." Okay. And then he's trying to give me advice at Street Fighter, and it doesn't help that he's actually better than me. You know, I'm like, okay, awesome. Great. I'm going to stop playing now. Because I've been in my zen place. I've not been angry with anything or anyone for a long time.
Until that moment.
And it was starting to go away, so I had to stop playing for a while. And then I played Super Street Fighter 3D Edition on the 3DS that was hanging out at this game place. Did you know, this is great, this is my favorite thing ever that I've ever seen in my life, you can push a button on the touchscreen and Guile will flash kick.
Yeah, you can walk forward and flash kick.
Immediately. Yep. The second that you do that. Chris did Sonic Boom flash kick super. Just right in a row. and it totally worked.
Wow. Yeah.
So
it really just breaks shit.
It's terrible, dude.
It's dumb. Like there's not even a point in playing the game anymore. You know?
No, it's ridiculous.
It looks kind of cool, but I don't
know. No, well, it looks good. I mean, in terms of the port's awesome for what it has. Like, it has everything, basically. And they even tweak some... Well, apparently they tweak some balancing issues and stuff like that, but it's
yeah,
just
to make
unplayable,
it unbalanced.
Man. It's just, well, yeah, but, I mean, in terms of, like, if you were to play it normally. But it's like, that's one of the games I picked up for my 3DS, and I brought it back. Like, I picked up my 3DS yesterday, played Street Fighter for about an hour, and I'm like, I'm bringing this back.
Done.
Like, I'm never playing this again. This is terrible. I'm like, I'm just going to try shit. So I was just like, because you can set those, you have the four boxes on the bottom screen where you can put basically any move you want to. And I was just trying weird shit. And this is crazy. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like with Vega, oh my god. With no charging with Vega, he is a different character.
Oh my god.
I was like, holy crap. Like, I mean, they could have at least made a little bit more balanced where at least you had to have the charge before you hit the button.
Right.
That would make sense. But yeah. But no, you can just hit that freaking button whenever you want to.
It makes him,
it makes him
cheaper than Ken.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Imagine
I know.
Vega just... He just flies around the screen and just hits things all day.
Yeah, and apparently you can play online with that. You can play with light mode. Apparently, like, I didn't try it online. I didn't even freaking bother.
I think you can disable it, though.
You can, but the problem is, well, Crash Bomber is saying you can disable it, but no one's playing with it disabled.
Right.
So
you have to play with other people who matchmake with disabled.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're not doing that, then because you would never, like, that is a huge, that's different than, like, with Marvel vs. Capcom, they have the normal and simple mode. Picking simpler Marvel vs. Capcom is not that game changing than this is. This is just absolutely, you would never want to disable that if you're fighting someone who has it enabled. It would just put you at such a huge disadvantage.
What is simple mode in Marvel vs. Capcom anyway?
It's basically, I've never used it, but apparently you can just, it chains together, like, combos. You don't need each button, like, individually, is what I assume. So you can hit, like, I guess, like, light, light, light. But instead of just doing light, 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 it might do, like, light, medium, hard.
Oh, so it's masher kind of thing, basically.
What?
Yeah, basically it's masher friendly, but apparently they take away a bunch of stuff, because I'm pretty sure you can't X-Factor with the simple mode. And I tell you the truth, I'm just really assuming right now. I've never really tried.
Okay.
If it's anything like Tatsunoko versus Capcom... You just hit certain buttons or ways on the D-pad do super moves. So instead of actually doing motions, you hit like a button in forward and it throws like a fireball. So I'm not sure if it's the same thing, but that was really dumb in Tatsunoko.
Okay.
I don't know why you'd ever want to play like that. But yeah, the Street Fighter 3DS is...
So,
I mean, if you want to play... whatever.
So I did notice something, though. This was my first interaction with a 3DS. And that 3D effect is pretty cool. And I've kind of figured out how they've done it, and it's still pretty interesting to me how it works. But when you take the 3D effect off entirely, that screen looks like shit.
you think so?
I didn't think so. Horrible. I thought anyway. Like it seems like the 3D gimmick is like the thing that it leans on. You stare at it, you're like, oh my god, it's in 3D, and as soon as you take it off 3D. Like, if you hold it up next to, say, even your PSP 3000, it's not going to look as good. And let alone the screen look at is a Samsung screen on my phone, and that thing looks amazing, you know? So I'm used to a certain caliber for something held in my hand. So looking at that and then comparing to the PSP that I own and have owned for over a year now, I just kind of expected a little bit more out of the... I almost said next generation portable, but I guess that's a different thing. I don't know. I guess it's Nintendo, and I should really just expect them to just do.
They're going to
the
gimmick
plus the bottom of
the
barrel
shit.
Equals the Nintendo console. You know,
what is the actual specs on the 3DS? Is it even as powerful as a PSP?
I don't think it is. I think it's like the processor is, but it's only got like 128 megs of RAM. It's really not that much. I honestly don't remember how much the PSP
Street Fighter
has,
4 does look, even when you take the 3D off, it looks, there's a huge jump in detail frames. In the models. Like if you go to 3D and go to off 3D, the graphics in terms of like detail jumps. You can actually see it like on the screen. But yeah, even the other stuff like Pilot Wings, that's the other game I got. It looks better than DS stuff, but it doesn't look like that much better.
Right.
But I mean,
and if you look at it even slightly off center, your eyes want to jump out through your ears. Like, it's an instant headache trying to look at it.
I didn't
and
get
you have to hold it like
that.
3 inches away from your face, perfectly centered, and it looks great.
Yeah, but, see, I don't get that either. Like, I find...
That's weird.
Okay, if I move it around, it's okay. If I move it horizontally, it's okay. If I move it up or down, like, a bit too far, that's when it gets really screwy. Or maybe it's the other way around.
That's funny.
I know it's one...
Yeah, I had it,
on one
I was
axis,
about to say,
it
I had
doesn't
it exactly
work.
The opposite.
And then, yeah, I was going to say it might be the opposite then. It might be if I can move it kind of up or down, it's fine. If I move it to the left or the right, that's when it gets screwy. But I was on the subway today using it, I was playing Pilot Wings. And I was wondering, like, why can't I, like, I usually hold it around, I don't know, like, basically normal handheld height that I usually play games, not, like, right up to my face or anything. And I was having a hard time seeing the 3D, but once the subway went underground, it was fine. And I think it was because it was because the glare off the screen was doing, like, I'm not sure if that messes with
it or not.
But I find when there's, like, too much lighting or reflection, it's a lot harder to see the 3D than when it's kind of, like, darker. That's what I noticed. It was really messed up. I was like, I can't. Because at first I thought it was because I was moving around, but then I was like, wait a second, we're going under a tunnel and I can see it fine, and it's not changing. But then once we got back out in the sun again, I was like, whoa, weird.
Have either of you guys actually looked up how the thing works?
No, my guess is just two image being overlaid.
I guess. I think from messing with it, because that little dial on the side seems to be an actual physical change that it makes.
Yeah, it's almost like there's two screens in there.
That's what I was going to say. I think there's two screens in there.
Yeah,
and it's
projecting images on
kind
the
kind of an
screens.
Off angle.
Yeah,
and it's got like
sense.
The old.
Just so we don't get hate mail, I wanted to say that, and it's hard to believe when you go back and look at this because we're so used to seeing like all the powerful phones and shit that are coming out. But the PSP only has 32 megs of RAM.
Oh wow!
Okay. Oh wow!
Yeah. So the 3DS is more powerful. Yes.
Okay, so
good.
Maybe just haven't
taken
advantage of it yet.
It should be, yeah.
Okay, I'm looking at my 3DS right now, and it's if I move it to the left or to the right too much, it goes all messed up. But I can move it up and down pretty much as I want to, and it doesn't do anything.
Up and down, lurk, yeah. It's
unless
like the
I
old,
turn my
those
head
CD
literally
cases,
to the left and right.
Like the Tool album, Enema?
Yes.
Where move it around and it was animated. It's like a corrugated screen on the top. Mm-hmm. And I think... I'm just straight guessing here. It seems like they've got a really fine version of that with two screens at off angles so that each eye sees a different screen and it changes the effect.
And that's kind of what I thought too.
You can actually see it when you turn the 3D off. It kind of it almost flickers for a second like
it's
shutting off a screen and then another one
and that's exactly
one
what
has
it's
all
doing.
The information on it.
That's exactly what it's doing.
Yeah. And what did you think? Like is Street Fighter the only game you played on it or
Yeah, I did that, and I messed with the camera, and that's cool.
Camera's
I have
cool.
to admit, that's really fucking cool.
Yeah, the 3D camera is really fucking cool, and like when we were at Mark's, Repeat had his, and we were messing around with the augmented reality stuff, and that stuff's really
cool.
fucking cool, too, man.
I think that's where there's a whole bunch of potential.
Oh, yeah,
because I know the
absolutely.
Stuff that it comes with is very simple. The fact that you can put these cards out and have, like, these little characters, like, if they can find a way to make that and then have, like, a cartridge with it as well that makes them animated and stuff you can play, like, as you're, like, did you play the Face Raiders game at all?
I didn't actually play any of those. I just had, like, there was, like, the target practice one, and that was it made, like, the hole in the table or wherever you put the card.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Actual tech behind it, like, the augmented reality tech in general is nothing really new, but the added 3D to it actually makes it...
That's what makes it...
Different, you know? It makes it something different. And I mean, God, I'm saying this. I think the 3D works really well in that case. You know?
I think it works well for the most part from what I've played really well. Like the first time I played it with Repeat brought his to the after party on Saturday. And at first I was kind of giving me like a little bit of a headache, but two things was I was kind of had a little bit to drink. So my vision probably wasn't the greatest in the first place. And I was like, whatever. And the next day it was like, okay, it's cool. But then it made me go from canceling my pre-order to still picking it up mainly to do with the pictures. I don't know why. And that's, showing people at work, they're like, oh, is that the new 3DS? Let me check it out. And I'll show them a game. They're like, wow, it actually works. That's kind of cool. But then I'll like, take a picture, and I'll show it to them. They're like, that is fucking awesome. Like, it's just a regular picture. So I'm like, here, I'm taking a picture, but make sure to point at the screen or something. Do something that's like, you know, that looks like it's kind of like in front of it. Like, you know, that would look 3D. And they're like, that is fucking awesome. They're like, well, then what do you do with the pictures afterwards? You just keep them on there, and you show them.
Can you export them? Will they export as 2D images?
I think so. Maybe.
I don't know.
But why would you want to do that? I mean, this is, you know.
Well, maybe if you go around to, say, some sort of podcasting event and you get up in people's faces with your DS to take pictures of them, you might like to look at them and hang yourself over a burning candle and masturbate to them later. I don't know. I'm just hypothetically, guys. I have no idea.
Yeah, no, I've never met anyone like that ever.
Yeah.
But no, I'm pretty impressed with it so far. Like, except for the battery life, that's the only thing that I'm like, wow. Like, my DSi lasted forever. Like, I didn't touch that thing for like 4 months and open it back up to play something, and it was still had a charge on it. Like, my PSP, that would never happen.
Oh, mine does.
My PSP, it could be full charge. If I don't touch it for a couple months, it is gone.
Absolutely.
I don't know if it was a couple of months.
I'll have to set the time and date on mine again.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a couple of months, but the last time I was getting my PSP ready to go on the trip, I flipped open, you know, I was getting my PSP Go. I flipped open I slid it open, and it was still on the game that I was playing last time. And I can't even remember the last time I played it.
Different.
Yeah, I think the Go might be the better battery life. I'm not sure how much better it is, but I mean, the Nintendo DS,
have a UMD drive,
the 3DS,
I'm
hearing it's got, like, the battery is about the same, if not worse, than the PSP.
I'd say, well, yeah, with 3D on it, like, I charged it last night, played about a half an hour, 40 minutes of Pilot Wings, and then played it on the way to work today, played it on the way back from work today, but the entire time I had my wireless on so I can get, you know, that whole Mii thing where you can, like, collect people's Miis, which I collected like 5 of them today, which is kind of cool. And right now it's at 50%. So, and I play with the 3D on. Wow. Like, the 3D really doesn't bother me that much. Like, I can play for at least a good 40 minutes or so before I even think of whatever, like getting a headache. But I will say this, though, I don't know if you guys get this. The which? Oh, yeah, the 3D.
When you
in
3D?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's it called? I was going to say one thing. I'm not sure if this happens with you with 3D movies, but I get the same feeling with this. Is after I play for about 15, 20 minutes, I stop noticing it's in 3D. And then I have to, like, do the whole, you know, where you take your glasses off for a second and put them back on. You're like, it is 3D.
You like, pick them up over your eyes. You don't take them off. You
just exactly.
Clip them up two inches. Yep, it's blurry. Oh, there it is. It's 3D.
I do that with this all the time. Notice I'm like, I'll play, like, after about 50 minutes in, I'll be like, I'll turn the 3D thing down and then be like, put it back up and be like, oh, yeah, it is 3D. Cool.
Well, you know, like, when you're saying, like, the pictures are where people really go, oh, my God, that's awesome. Like, if you look at the Street Fighter, again, being the only thing I played, there are places on that where it looks like old school 3D. Like when you're doing character select, it's just got like 3 or 4 planes of 2D images.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in some places it's full 3D. Like when you're fighting, it actually is full 3D. You can see all sorts of, you know, stuff sticking out everywhere and blah, blah, blah. But when you take a picture of a thing that somebody can see in 3D, like Chris took a picture of like a profile shot of my face. And you can see the hairs that were coming up over my ear, sticking out further, closer to the camera.
Screen, yeah,
I mean it's ridiculous. Cool. Like you're looking at something that's real, and it looks 3D. You're like, this technology actually works pretty well, as long as you're not sitting 1 inch to the left. It looks great.
Yeah.
So
just for information's sake, it jumped from 50% to 25%, or I guess not jump. Digress to that just after I said that. So I now have the red light saying, charge my shit. So it looks to me like maybe with 3D on, this probably has about 2.5 hours to maybe 3 battery life.
That's pretty much what's been reported too. So
that seems really low.
And I do have brightness on the second highest too, so that'll probably maybe get an extra 20 minutes or so if I turn that down a bit.
That will make a difference, especially if you're doing 3D and it does in fact have, if it does in fact have 2 screens on it, then you've got the brightness all the way up, then
seriously.
You're killing it, you know?
But I don't know. So far, I'm enjoying it. I mean, overall, I wouldn't recommend one right away because the games aren't really there. The only reason I got it is because GameStop had that deal, like the power trades towards it. And I was like, well, they might not have this in the fall, but in the fall, when I would be like, there'll probably be more games, I'm going to want to buy the NGP. So it'd be better now to get this for basically free and then pay for the NGP when it comes out than to buy two portables in the fall and be broke ass.
I got to say, I'm excited about Ocarina of Time, though.
I was not interested at all,
and now I'm kind of interested.
I've never played that.
I feel like I'm the only one who doesn't give
hour.
A shit about that.
Really?
Have you played it, though?
I beat the game, I beat it on the 64.
I haven't. I never
beat
it. For an hour. So...
I've played a lot. I just never actually finished it. So yeah.
You probably got nice stuck in the water castle, the water temple, like everybody else.
let me tell you what happened. I have a copy of the game right now for my N64, which is sitting in my closet. That thing did not support saving on the little memory cards that you stick in the controller. It had a watch battery in it and saved on the cartridge. That watch battery is dead. As soon as I turn the system off, gone.
That sucks.
We actually kept that thing on for 3 days, and me and Kelly took turns playing it, and then a power outage came through and knocked it out. We're like, fuck this game! Not playing it! So that's why I have not finished that game yet.
Fair enough. Yeah, I seriously got to the water temple in that game, and I spent like an hour in that temple, said, fuck this game, and then 6 months later came back and like fact through the water temple and then finished the game.
Huh. Well, they changed the water temple for the 3DS version, apparently.
Yeah, I heard. They made it easier. They made it less of a pain in the ass, tedious mess.
And it is an upgrade, too. It's not just a straight port.
Like, yeah, I heard they upgraded the visuals, so that's good.
Animation.
So I'm looking for it. It'll be new to me, even though it's not new, but yeah.
Good enough.
Anything else, Glenn?
What else have you been playing, Glenn?
Well,
what else has been distracting you besides our own opinion about something that you mentioned for about 2 seconds? So I played that Street Fighter 3DS, and then I went to wait a second. Hold on, stop right there. Shall speak. Malta.
Okay. I played a little Phantasy Star Portable 2.
Cool.
Oh, this is where Chris gets a boner.
Yeah, a little one. A semi. He's got a semi.
Until
knocking
you
on my door.
Cut it down.
Well, no. I think it's really cool because it's one of my gripes about Phantasy Star Portable 1 was when you weren't actually in combat or in a dungeon kind of scenario, you were just kind of, you know, on a map where you moved a cursor.
Yeah.
Like, this really kind of takes you out of the experience. So they changed that up to where you actually walk around in a little 3D... You know, I mean, it's little. It's nothing huge. It's not super detailed or anything, but it's you actually walk to a door and walk in the door or go in a little teleporter and you go in your spaceship. And it's pretty neat.
One of the few people that preferred the map because it was so easy to get around to stuff and I didn't have to talk to many people. It was like, I'm just going to go here and talk
you
to this.
You antisocial bastard.
No, it was faster. It's like, why do I have to walk? I'm not antisocial. I'm just a lazy fuck.
I don't want to walk.
You're anti-social.
Can I get a hover round in PSP2?
No, but yeah, they did improve on that quite a bit as far as like the presentation goes when you're not in like a dungeon. So they did help.
Yeah, it's a bit better, and there's a lot more voice acting in it versus reading thought bubbles.
Which may or may not be a good thing, depending on how you feel about the voice acting.
It's not the best voice acting, but it is nice to get a break from reading a novel every now and again between every mission that you really probably don't care about.
True enough.
Let's be honest.
True enough.
But I don't know. Other than that, it's pretty much Phantasy Star Portable 1.
You know? Well, the combat's a lot different, but...
Is it?
Yeah, well, with the dodging and the blocking, and they have shields now.
Yeah, okay.
So
they added
quite a bit of stuff to it. They made the combat more interesting. You can lock on with guns and magic now, whereas you couldn't do that in the previous iterations.
Maybe that's my problem. I don't really use that much. I'm a hunter, right. So I just kind of go beat the shit out of things.
Yeah, I've actually dabbled in all the classes. It was one of the things I noticed right away was how the forces could lock on to stuff now. I stopped using my force character because she was squishy as hell, and it's like two hits and she was dead. But yeah, they did improve upon that.
That's good.
What level
are
you?
It felt really similar for me. Oh, I just started it last week, so not far. I think like 3. So.
Well, my force is level 5, and I've been avoiding playing her, so maybe we can hook up and do that.
Sounds good.
All right. We'll
get that together. Yeah. I'll go take fire so that you don't have to worry about your squishiness.
Get out there,
that
tank.
And some other various PSP games, Wipeout Pulse. I'm still trying to finish my last gold medal in Burnout Dominator for the PSP. I have one fucking gold medal left.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just one. And I have to get 1,000,000 points, which basically means I have to do a burnout chain for the entire race. But, I guess I should, you guys were mentioning Shadow Hado earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Me, him, and Jack Bauer kind of got in a little trial score chase on the first extreme course.
Yeah.
And Jack Bauer just posts up. He goes, "Hey, you're not number one on here anymore." I was like, "Oh, my bad." And I went on there and beat it like way faster. I go, "Here you go. I'm number one again." Then Shadow Hado jumped in, and he's number one right now. And it's it's kind of coming down to who can do it in the least amount of faults.
He's like the wizard.
He's at like 11, and I'm at 13 faults. So it's really close. I need to go back and spend some more time on it. But he was trying to beat some of my scores on Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. And I guess he said that I was 0.13 of a second better on Avalanche that they were doing at the Goo booth.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he actually won it there, yeah. Oh, wow.
He said I was 0.13 of a second faster than him. So he was trying to beat that time, I think.
He's got
to
beat that time. He's playing with the wheel, too.
Yeah?
Like that dead wheel set up there for the Goo booth, yeah.
I've never played with the wheel. I would probably different experience. And ask for a controller.
Completely different experience. Man, it messed me up bad. Like when I first started playing with that wheel.
Yeah, you have to get used to it.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah.
It's like going from a pad to a fighting stick, really, in fighting games.
I think it would throw me off a little bit because I would have the expectation of G-force. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like yeah, true.
I'm going around a corner and I fling the wheel to the left, like, I would expect my body to fly to the right a little bit, and it didn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It didn't
you
happen.
You brace yourself, kind of. You're like, argh.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, the feedback on the force feedback on the wheel is actually pretty.
The Logitech wheel's really awesome.
Yeah, it really is a good wheel.
Could you arm wrestle it?
Probably.
Yeah.
It would probably win.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, that'd be strong. An
arm wrestling game. Give it Kinect and move support.
Oh, Jesus.
I'd play it.
God. Terrible.
And on that note, that's about it.
All right, cool. All Jeff?
Right. Oh, man. Okay, besides what we already talked about, 3DS. We talked briefly about Super Street Fighter. So at MGC, it was the first time I played Super Street Fighter in probably over a month, at least till about a week before MVC3 came out. Man, going from one to the other with that amount of time span is not good. Yeah, I felt like I was starting all over again. Like I can't remember who I was playing against the first match. I think it was just a random at MGC. And he whooped my ass. And he was like a scrubby ass, like, I can't even say Ken player. It was someone who, like, is not even that good to begin with, but they're, like, scrubby just because they don't know early. I think it was, like, a Dan. I think it was Dan. And beat me. And I was like, oh, my God, this is terrible. It took a good 10 matches to get, like, timing down and, like, to even remember where the buttons were. Because I was so used to using just the four with the things when my finger layout was totally different than how I play with Street Fighter, like how I start like the match and everything. But man, it was just really freaking weird. By the end of the night, it was good.
I know
though,
how I feel all the time.
Oh, exactly, dude. you said you were like, what's it called? Like rusty. It was just, oh man, same shit. I need to start playing that game more because by the end of the night, it was fine because we had a station set up for MVC and Street Fighter during the after party, and going back and forth then was not really a problem. But, yeah, taking a break from one going to the other is really, really weird. Anywho, that, Marvel's Capcom, lots of that. Crysis 2, my opinion has basically, I wouldn't say done a 180 since last time we recorded at MGC. I think it's done another 90%. So, basically, or 90 degrees, I should say.
You kind of like it now?
No, I really like it now.
Okay.
Like, I kind of liked it before, but now this could be one of my favorite, could be my favorite first-person shooter of this generation.
Okay, Travis.
Like, it is freaking awesome. Like, I realized I was doing so much things wrong. Like, we talked about it briefly, how you can bring up your visor and it tells you things you can do, like, go stealth, kill this guy, snipe this guy. I had it all wrong, because I was trying to highlight the enemies, and I was like, why isn't it telling me what to do? Why isn't it telling me what to do? But it's actually checkpoints in the arena-type map where you highlight these things and tells you what to do. And once I realized that, it made the game so much easier to play because I ended up just running in there like Rambo, and I was like, this is why I'm having a hard time and having no fun, because I'd run in like Rambo, everyone's shooting at me, then it's basically go to cover, kill a dude, go to cover, kill a dude, go to cover, kill a dude, and not really that fun. But then, yeah, once I realized you can actually pull up things and be like, it's not stealth to kill this guy, it's move stealthfully over to this area, you know, pick up this weapon, now go over, climb up here, do whatever. It's kind of telling you how to play the level. You don't have to listen to it, but it makes it a lot more enjoyable. But, dude, every level in that game has something where my jaw just drops. Like, I can't believe this is being done on a console. Like, just the set pieces and just everything that they do with, like, particle effects and just, like, destruction and everything. It's like, this is so pretty, and the battles just seem like, it actually feels like New York's being invaded by these aliens. At the same time, there's this, like, other faction cell that are trying to basically stop you and the aliens, and it's just, like, one big clusterfuck of awesome. It's cool. And Glenn, I think you'd really like it, dude. You should like
I
have Killzone 3, which I'll get to in a second, but I'm putting that off till I'm done Crysis 2. But a lot of people I've talked to actually are saying Killzone 3 isn't as good as 2. So you might want to try. Maybe you should play Killzone 3 first, just in case. Who knows?
Yeah, I may never want to go back to it again.
Yeah, dude, but Crysis 2 is really, really... Like, it's got its problems. Like, it's got some AI issues where you'll find them just kind of like enemies just walking into a wall over and over again, which I don't understand how that would go through, but... Or make it through, like, Q&A. But it's a lot of fun. Really good. The storyline, I don't really care for it, but I'm really enjoying it. I went from, this is good, to, this is fucking awesome. Like,
hey, Jeff.
And it's long. Yo.
Can I say something that's going to get me a lot of hate mail real quick?
Sure.
You mentioned Killzone 3 and how a lot of people said it's not as good as 2.
Yes.
I played the Killzone 3 online beta a lot for a while. And can I tell you, the whole time I was playing it, I wanted to be playing Halo Reach online. The whole time I was playing it, I was like, God, why can't I shoot this guy while I'm jumping? Why?
Oh, you know,
just stuff like that. And I'm just like, I just want to go turn on the Xbox. The only reason I did it was just for the purpose of, I can't. I got to give it a chance. I got to give it a chance. And I never really fully enjoyed myself in Killzone 3 like I do in Halo Reach. And I'm
played 2, though, a lot, too, right?
I did play 2 a lot. I had 140 hours in the multiplayer on 2.
Oh, my God. Wow, that is a lot. I
played a lot of 2. And it... I just want to play Halo.
Halo is, it is different. Like, the only reason I didn't like Killzone 2 multiplayer is because the way it really controlled. Apparently 3 fixes what I didn't like about it. But I have to try it still, really. And Crysis 2 is kind of in between Killzone and Call of Duty and Halo. If you put, like, a dot in the middle of a triangle, that would be it, pretty much.
Okay.
But I haven't tried it since retail, but I've heard a lot of people talking that it's pretty much broken because it's Cloak, Nanovision, and Sniper. The combination of those 3 are way too overpowered, and that's all you get in levels now. It's people just sniping and being invisible at all times and shit, and it's just a pain in the ass. But I haven't tried that yet.
Okay.
I'll try that maybe hopefully by next week, but I don't know. I might as well, Killzone 3. I'm going to jump into that right afterwards. I have to give a shout out quick to Vladrick. He basically, when we did karaoke on Friday night, there was a draw. A prize was actually provided by PlayStation Nation. They got the Hellgas editions of Killzone 3, but the limited edition Hellgas ones where the eyes light up, so you couldn't even get them in stores. They basically went out to like media outlets and stuff like that for them to give away. So Vladrick actually won it, and he already has the game. So I was like, hey, dude, I'll buy the game off you. And he was like, oh, no, don't worry about it. I already have it, man. I'll just give you the game. So he actually gave me the game. So, dude, props, man. Appreciate it. And I'm going to jump into that once I'm done with Crysis because I just can't play 2 FPS at one
time. Did he give you the game or the entire Hellgas edition?
It was the entire Hellgas edition.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Props of Vladrick. That's awesome.
It was very
Maybe I should
have
showed
nice
interest.
One.
No,
well, the main reason, though, I think he already had the Hellgas edition, and also he had to fly back to and me and Tanya drove. So he's like, well, you showed like a lot of interest in the game. Like he knew I like Killzone 2. I just didn't have like the money. I just didn't have the time to get to Killzone 3 yet. So he's like, well, you guys are driving and I already have this. And really, I can't really have anywhere to put it on the plane. So it was really cool of him to do that. So thanks a lot,
wow,
dude.
That is really cool.
I'll get that soon. Yeah, for real.
What are you doing with that head?
He has right two cat helmets now.
I need to put it facing the a cat helmet and a friggin' guinea pig helmet.
Guinea pig helmet.
So, the Hellgas one's more of a guinea pig helmet. It's a little bit smaller.
Oh wow!
But it's
really it has glowing eyes.
It does. It does. Well, not yet. That's what batteries in it. Not included.
No, what? They don't even include batteries. God.
But yeah.
It's like $2, that, Sony. Come on.
Oh shit!
Yeah, and also thanks PS Asia for giving out those prizes. That's a pretty cool prize for karaoke. That was karaoke was fun times.
Yeah, it was.
Chris, pour some sugar on me, buddy. before.
So God, that was meant to be that bad. I hope it was obvious.
Oh hell yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Was it fun, Jeff? Tell me more. Tell me more.
I love you, Glenn.
yes, it was definitely a lot of fun. I had a good time. The other game I downloaded was Moondiver, which we talked about a crap load. At least last week was our pick of the week.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got this too. You get this, Chris. Or you just
I just got the demo for now. I'm probably gonna end up buying it, but for right now, I got just the demo. And I played. I died on the first stage, and I just didn't have a lot of time to play games this week. But
on the first stage, or the first like part of the first stage.
The first stage. I was like level 6 or 7 when I died. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, okay. Because yeah, it's like they don't say it. Like usually, they're like stage 1/1/2. It's pretty much how they're structured. They just don't say that. So you'll go into like different areas. I was wondering if you died. Like I
think I was
how
in. I think I was in the
is.
Second area. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
In the demo,
because
I enjoyed
pretty
it.
Pretty cool.
Which character did you break out?
I just picked the red dude at first. I was like, I don't know, fucking bust him out.
Yeah.
Can't remember his name. The guy who has he shoots the sheath type thing, or the crescent moon.
Okay. Yeah, I grabbed the guy that they said was balanced. The magic he ends up getting, I think, I don't know if everybody gets the same thing, but it like freezes enemies for like 10 or 20 seconds.
Oh yeah, the guy, the green dude.
Yeah, yeah. So I started with him because I'm into like the balanced characters. I enjoyed it. I like the fact that you can charge up the blade, and I thought visually it was just stunning. You know?
See, I don't think it is that stunning.
Really? I think the animation.
I think it's very plain. I think the animation's great.
Yeah.
But I think
it's
very
plain. You think the environments are bad?
I think the environments are just very plain. I think even the enemy design for the most part is pretty plain. I think it looks kind of flashy.
I would agree with that.
Special effects.
The fidelity of the graphics themselves, though, I think are really good. Like I agree with you.
It is very smooth and very like very generic.
But like the animations on the characters and everything are just really really good. You can tell that they put a lot of time into that.
But yeah, I do have some issues with it. Like I had huge expectations going in, or not really expectations, but kind of standards I kind of set for myself, because this is being made by the guy who created Strider, and as many people know, that's like one of my favorite games of all time, and. It does play initially like Strider. Your character, you're running pretty quick. The forward motion is pretty much consistent or constant. You got to flip, jump, and stuff like that. But there's some things that I can't help compare it to Contra Hardcore that just came out. Because the game is... You level up in this game, similarly to how you would in Contra. So if you die, and you only have one life. So if you die, it's game over. You go back to the beginning of the level. No checkpoints at all. Might be a single player. In multiplayer, you can revive each other. So I haven't even tried it multiplayer yet. So single player, it kind of becomes a pain in the ass because the first level, anyway, is really long. So you can get to like just before the boss and die, and it's just so aggravating to have to go all the way back. Mind you, of course, you get skill points you can put into your magic, your health, or your power of your blade. Which I'm going to recommend people right now, early put power into your blade. Because that makes a world of difference at the beginning of the game. At least that I'm on only stage 3.
Is the blade the POW stat?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can just cut through enemies like butter at that point.
Like butter.
Like butter. And how did you feel like, and again, this is I should not be comparing to Strider, because I know it's not supposed to be like Strider, but it's basically what I was anticipating. I kind of... At first, I didn't like the kind of arena-type parts where they basically cut off the left and right so you can't move. You're basically fighting in an arena and you got to kill
off.
That
bugged the shit out of me,
enemies.
To be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah. See, it bugged me too at first. And now I kind of see why. It adds kind of like a little bit of a score chase or combo system. You have to like see how many enemies you can kill.
Yeah, because they do have like that combo meter going.
Exactly. You get the combo meter going. But the problem is it's not really – at this point – there's not much more you can do besides use your blade and throw out your one magic attack I have right now. Because I'm on stage 3. I still haven't gotten any magic attack yet. And other than the magic attacks, all the characters animate the same. Which I kind of wish they were a little bit different. Like, I wish their jumps were different, or they varied. Or, like, some guys were slower than other guys, or, like, a jump wouldn't be so high. And that kind of thing. Or one guy would be, like, jump further than another guy. Which is, it's all little things that, I guess, playing games as long as we have, you kind of look at things and how much better they could have been rather than judging them for what they are, which is totally a fault. It's my fault. Like, I shouldn't do that.
Did the game feel floaty to you at all?
It did at first, but then... Well, I don't know. I don't say it would feel floaty. I felt a bit disconnected from the character. Not so much of control-wise, but... I compare, okay, like Castlevania. You know how like you every Castlevania game you set except for Order of Ecclesia. Order of Ecclesia was the first game where the first enemy you fight took more than one hit to kill.
Right. Yeah.
That's what this is like. If you don't have any powered ups or anything like that in your blade, pretty much the basic enemies are going to take 2 to 3 hits to kill. So I just found it very pace stopping. It basically just stops the pace. Like you could be like in a forward motion doing okay, and all of a sudden you get to an enemy that takes more than one hit, and boom, stops your momentum.
So you don't think it flows very well in that case.
It doesn't flow. Not at the beginning when you don't have, when you put points in your blade and stuff in your skills, and yes, because then you can, like I said, slicing through butter. But Strider is all about that. Like, if you knew a level, you could just slice through shit and keep that forward momentum going, and it just felt badass. And that, but a lot of that comes out of memorization of levels and enemy placement and when it's going to come out. But at the same time, you could memorize the whole first level of Moondiver, not power anything up, and you're still going to run into that problem where you're going to run into that enemy that just going to stop your progression. Like right there, you have to, like, you know, hit him a few times and okay, right, and moving on. Where it should be, like, when the game is moving fast, I really, really enjoy it a lot. But when it starts moving a little bit slower because I'm not leveled up enough, that's when it bugs me, and it makes me wonder, why is this game have a level mechanic and grinding in it? And that's the one thing that might end up turning me off in the long run. We'll see what happens, like, next week. But I'm only three stages in, I think.
Okay.
And stage 2 is a lot shorter than stage 1, so I'm hoping that 3 is the same way. But I'm going to give it a good run this week and see about next week. And
did you get it on PSN?
Yeah, I think it's only out on PSN right now. I don't think it's on Xbox Live until 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
Or, like, a week from now. But yeah, the only thing I think that will stop me from playing this is the grinding in it, which I think is kind of unnecessary for a game like this. It's new and kind of different, and I just think other games have done it better, like Contra. Or the fact that the visuals might get so repetitive that I'm just like, okay, there's, you know, what's the point now? Because Stage 2 looks a lot like Stage 1 so far. Well, I mean, in Stage 3, sorry. Stage 3 looks a lot like Stage 1 and 2. So, who knows?
Okay.
But it's fun. Right now, I would recommend, like, for $15, that's the hard part. It's because there's so many other games out there downloadable that are $15 or lower that just seem to be, have way higher production values and just put together in a more tight fitting package for the money. Because this is $15. Like, I mean, there's other, like, Shadow Complex is $15 and, like, Contra is $15. Is Contra $10?
Contra is 15, I think, yeah.
Is it 15?
Yeah.
And these are all games just feel they're way more fleshed out than this. Like, this is very bare bones when it comes outside of gameplay. Very bare bones. There's, like, the cutscenes, and there's, like, no voice work or anything like that. And, I guess
that's the thing. It's like because I did the same thing that you did. I kind of compared it to Strider, and at the same time, I kind of compared it to Hardcore. And to me, it's like Hardcore was a much better homage to the Contra series than this is to the Strider series. And that homage in Hardcore is part of the reason that I wanted to go back to it so bad. And I'm not feeling that as much with
well, in terms of core gameplay, if you like Strider, you'll like Moondiver. Like, I think in terms of the way it plays, my God, it's when it's flowing well, it is total, like, climbing on the walls and going through, like, maneuvering through stuff, the platforming and everything. When you have your blade up to the point where you can actually slice through guys in, like, one hit, there's a lot of enemies in this game. It feels very Strider-esque, but it just seems like it's missing that character that Strider had. I'm not talking, like, literally, like, the character of Strider. Game is in general. But, yeah. I don't know. We'll see if I talk about it next week. If I don't, well, it says something. But
yeah.
That's all I've been playing, really.
Okay, cool. I don't really have much to add. I played some Torchlight. I played a lot of Castlevanias in the past couple of weeks. I played more Castlevania HD. I broke out Portrait of Ruin again. because someone made the mistake of telling me that you could be Richter and Maria in Portrait of Ruin. So I had to unlock that and play that a bit, and that's pretty interesting. I think I've actually put like 3 or 4 hours into that game playing that way. So, and then I got the DLC for Lords of Shadow. Revere is the current DLC that's out. They've got one more coming, I think. At this point, I gotta say I'm kind of disappointed in it because, you know, you start out and you walk into, you know, it takes place in the Vampire's Castle, like the Lords of Shadow, the Shadow Lord, the Vampire Shadow Lord. It takes place in her castle. So you walk into the castle, you fight a mob that has like three or four giant armored skeletons. And then you go and you solve a puzzle and you go to the next stage. And it's like, really? And then the next stage is like, as much as I played it so far, it's like all platforming. And the platforming has a lot to be desired in this game. It is not good. And it's like, why are you even doing this? It's like, just focus on what this game is good at. Give me good presentation. Give me good story story elements, and give me good combat. That's what I want. And you're throwing platforming at me. I don't give a shit about combat, platforming. So I got to a point where it's like, you jump to a ledge and the ledge like falls, it drops.
Yeah.
But the problem is that it doesn't give you any good indication of where you have to go next. So it's like, I seriously like pushed every direction and hit jump, and he just didn't do anything but fall to his death. It's like, congratulations, yeah. You've completely fucked up level design. So
you bought this, or you just played the
trailer? Bought it. Yeah, I bought it. Wow. It was $10. So,
but you're actually enjoying it though, from what I can see from like your tweets and stuff and posts.
The Castlevania?
Not Castlevania. Russian Attack.
I haven't gotten to Russian Attack yet, dude.
What?
Are you paying attention to what I'm talking about, or are you fucking
no,
like?
No, I just ran and grabbed a drink and I came back, and I heard. Well, no, I ran and grabbed a beer, came back, and then I heard you say something about the jumping. So I was like, oh, he's obviously talking about Rushing Attack. So cool, I can jump right into this.
Jeff, I fucking love you, dude, man.
Sorry.
Was awesome. Oh god.
I'm sorry.
It's like watching a car park on the train tracks, and you know you probably should say something, but you just let the train hit it.
Like, where the fuck are you going with this, Jeff?
I knew it. Oh, but, well, I'll bring it back up when you talk about Russian Attack.
All right, cool. Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
But yeah, oh so god. for the first DLC of Castlevania, I'm kind of disappointed. I would have liked to see a little bit more thought. I like the
this
concept.
This isn't the good one, though, right? Isn't there supposed to be like a bigger one coming?
The next
like
one is supposed to be the bigger one.
Oh, okay.
Now, I do know that for those who have played through Castlevania, there mm-hmm. is a like a younger vampire that you meet in the castle, and she pretty much saves your life.
It?
Yeah. And how far did you get?
I finished it.
Did you finish it? Do you remember the chick you played chess with?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Her. Yes.
So
this
rotates around her. And congratulations to a European developer and development company for taking a complete Japanese cliche. It's like, oh, you've defeated the Lords of Shadow, but now you've opened up a greater evil. It's like, no fucking shit. Really?
God. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, overall, it's like this Revere. I'm not sure if I would suggest it unless you are so into this game that you have to play more of it. I'm going to finish it because it's fucking Castlevania and I'm a, you know, fucking sucker.
Well, it's
like
not supposed to be that long. It's supposed to be like a couple hours.
Yeah, it's three stages. That's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I've already passed one of them. So, but, you know, I feel like they could have done more. But whatever.
Hey, you play any other downloadable stuff this week?
So, yeah, I played Russian Attack. I did buy Russian Attack, and man, this game is just.
It was also only $10. So
it was also only $10.
It also has shitty controls from, and where and you jump, also, it doesn't do anything.
It's also from Konami, so
yes.
This game is just getting demolished from everyone.
It's not good, dude.
And I know it's not good, but for some reason, I'm having a blast playing it. I have no idea why.
Really?
It's like, seriously, okay, visually, it's bad. Okay.
It's
ugly.
Today's standards, it's really bad.
It's an ugly game. I mean, even like the animations on the characters, it's like their joints are all fucked up. You know, it's like,
yeah,
it's like the wrist is like halfway up the dude's arm. It's like, really? So that kind of sucks. The platforming, which they do throw at you, sucks.
It is so bad.
The jump
it's bad on two different reasons. One, the jump lag is terrible.
It's got horrible
and
jump
two,
lag.
You have to be so pinpoint accurate to fucking grab onto a ledge or something like that.
Yeah.
That if you miss that, you're just not going to make the jump.
Yeah, it's not even pinpoint accurate. It's like you literally have to be sitting like below it and just jump straight up.
Yeah, and just jump straight up.
If you try and jump towards it and catch onto it, it doesn't work. But
okay, so I'm going to go into another thing that's terrible with it. I'm going to ask you, what are you liking about it? Because you're attacking mostly with knives in this game. Or as far as I know, you only fight with knives. I only play the trial.
You can pick up guns and stuff, but yeah.
Okay. Well, you open up combos with your knife.
Right.
But the combos don't feel like combos.
Yeah, it's they're
like
slow.
A combo should flow one strike into another strike. This feels like one strike animation, pause, second strike animation.
Now, did you actually unlock any combos?
Yeah, I unlocked up like a three hitter or something like that, or two or three hitter.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, the only ones I did were basically boom, boom, boom. But it was, it felt like there's a break in between every slice and they didn't go into each other they should.
And that was actually something that I noticed at E3, and I was really hoping they were going to improve upon that. And they didn't. No, it's pretty much exactly the fucking same as it was at E3. But yeah, so if you actually get into a fight, it's like, okay, slash, slash, block. Slash, slash, block. Slash, slash, block. And
slash,
I mean,
slash, Y, counter, or whatever the hell that was.
Yeah, I mean, that's bad, too. But the whole stealth thing, like sneaking up on people and killing them, I mean, that is fucking super fun for me. I don't know why. It's like hiding indoors and waiting and whistling to get them to come over.
Dude, play Splinter Cell.
Yeah, I know.
It's like,
but this is like it's a 2D game, and it's completely, I don't know, it feels different to me, and I don't know why, but I am having fun playing it. I know it's a bad game. It's like I play it and I'm like, God, this is bad.
Oh,
it's like the platforming
sucks.
There's
nothing wrong with that.
But it's fun. I'm having fun. I don't understand.
Well, that's the most important thing, really. If you're actually legitimately having fun with it, then that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's like there's a couple of reviews out there that gave it like a 4. And I think that's a little harsh. I mean, I know that Game Informer gave it like a 6, and I think that's about right. You know,
no,
six
it depends
maybe
on the scale, too, though. Like, if you're talking like, because Game Informer, because I know IGN gave it a 4, but IGN's 6 is way better than a Game Informer 6 in terms of like what they're ranking, like what they go by with what's a good game.
Oh,
like,
really?
I think a 6 on IGN is still called good. I'm not sure. What is it called on Game Informer? I have no idea. Average, maybe?
I don't know.
It all depends on like the scale, but yeah, I know what you're saying though. 4 automatically just seems like a write off. Like, don't even look at it. Don't even download the trial kind of thing on paper. I mean, they gave Lair a 4. Well, one of the people at IGN.
Yeah, and now, you and I both think, bought that. So
it's like, I don't think Lair is a terrible. Well, no, I do. Hold on, let me take that back. I think Lair is a terrible game, but I don't think it's a 4.
Man,
like it's 5 or 6 maybe. But I hear you. But for $10, again, it goes back to the same thing. There's other stuff you can buy Beyond Good and Evil. For $10.
That's true, which is a much better game than this.
Yeah, and almost.
And I guess I have a soft spot in my heart for Russian Attack because
Russian Attack. See, I guess I don't. I have no nostalgia for that at all because I don't think I ever played it.
Because I played it in the arcade like a ton. I played it in the arcade because I remember like when I was in I had to be like 10, 11 years old when this like maybe even younger. And
the Mesozoic era.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's more like the Renaissance. I'm not really that old. And we used to like, I went to like summer camp cause you know, my mom worked, so she would drop me off at summer at daycare pretty much. And like, they had like summer camp and we would go roller skating and the roller skating rink had a Russian Attack machine. And I was at that thing all the fucking time. And then when I got my NES and it came out, I was like, fuck yeah. You know, and I grabbed it immediately and, and I think I actually beat that game once, and that's
it.
So I do kind of have a soft spot in my heart for Russian Attack, and I think that might be part of the reason why I'm so tolerant of it. And the good thing is like I wasn't expecting much. It's like I was expecting it to be bad.
And yeah, nothing wrong with that.
So the fact that I'm actually having fun with it makes me feel a little bit better. So
yeah, I was excited for it, but I figured out over MGC where I realized I was getting Russian Attack and Midnight Resistance mixed up. don't know if you remember that game. That was like kind of like a Contra type game.
Oh, okay.
Same side scrolling kind of thing. And there was like, not, you could have like a knife in it and guns and stuff. And I had, for some reason, I thought I played Russian Attack, but apparently I never did.
Right.
It was because I remember seeing at the vendor, it had miniatures. I'm like, this is the game. Wait a second. This isn't Russian Attack. Yeah. They need to bring that game back. The game was awesome.
Cool. Well, that is it for me, I believe. Right. Oh, wait. No, it's not. No, it's not. Because I picked up God of War.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I picked up God of War Ghost of Sparta for, they had it on sale for $20, digital download, so I played that. And I'm just going to go ahead and say it. It's God of War. It's on the PSP. Yeah, there you go.
And it's fucking cool.
It is fucking cool, I have to admit. It's beautiful. It's probably the best looking game on PSP. And it has, like, the one thing that I felt was missing from Chains of Olympus was that really large, epic boss.
Battle?
Yeah.
Is there one of those in this?
They're, the very first stage, dude. You're fighting like a Kraken.
Have you beat it yet?
I haven't, no. I haven't.
It's, you fought the Kraken in the beginning of the first game, or the Chains of Olympus.
No, that was...
Was that the Kraken?
Well, this isn't really a Kraken. It just kind of reminds me of it, because it's like, I mean, the first thing you see is, like, tentacles wrapping around a ship and trying to crush the ship. So
that's probably a Kraken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's Kraken you fight in Chains of Olympus, some weird lizard thing.
Yeah, Chains of Olympus is like this weird, like, yeah, it's exactly yeah, that. It's a, like it's a giant lizard.
Lizard thing, yeah.
But yeah, so, cool. Yeah, pretty cool. And that's...
And it's God of War, so it's
that is good. It. I mean, besides, like, Radiant Historia and, you know, that's about it. So, other things that I've already mentioned on the show.
True dad, Holmes.
So that is it. Let's move on.
News.
Do some news.
Hey, guess what?
Hey, what?
My predictions came true.
I know.
Agency was officially canceled.
I am not surprised, but I am sad.
I don't think anyone is, really.
Yeah, because they, like, yeah, they laid off like 200 and something people.
Yeah, Sony Online laid off like 200 people or something like that.
Yeah, it was a lot of people, dude. And I know a lot of people that were actually looking forward to what they were doing with the agency and
it looked kind of interesting.
Yeah. I thought
it's
a console
MMO. Yeah. Only one in a million make it out to shelves.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like we've just gotten our first one, really.
Yeah, DC.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And, I mean, you can count Final Fantasy, but I don't really count that one.
Well, I guess Final Fantasy, yeah.
Yeah, Final Fantasy 11 and...
the game you had to buy a hard drive for your console.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Final Fantasy 14, which hasn't
actually... The first one on PS2. EverQuest. EverQuest was there, too.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot about
that.
On
PS2.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. But
either way.
Yeah, it's pretty sad to see it go. Sorry, guys.
True.
Wish
we
you
saw
best
another
luck.
Game go too, though. Before we get to good news, Mega Man Universe is also canceled. Now, I know we're not huge Mega Man fans here per se, but
I love it. I just don't play them a lot. So.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We're kind of like disconnected from it at this point.
Yeah,
but I don't know if you guys remember what Universe was. But it was a game that was coming out for PSN and Xbox Live. It was going to be a side-scrolling Mega Man game with 3D sprites, but you can build your own levels and characters.
That's
they
cool.
got some hype. Some people got actually pretty cool. That's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely. Absolutely.
Pretty awesome. But Capcom did not give any reason why. They just basically came out with a press release, actually just today, I believe, or was it yesterday, saying that it has indeed been canceled. And that was slated to come out sometime later this year, probably summer to fall.
Cool.
Anyone else before I get to my other one on here?
I have a couple.
All right.
No, one is not really that big of a deal, but... They're reviving Choplifter.
A somewhat give a shit.
It is a somewhat give a shit, yeah. But they are reviving Choplifter.
Yeah, exactly.
So that is really exciting for
cool.
me. I love it.
They have to add a lot of gameplay to that to make it fun at all whatsoever if it's not on an iPhone. Like, they can remake that shit on an iPhone. I think it'll sell like awesome because it was very simple. Pick people up. Drop them off. People
That's
drop
right.
them off. You're gonna put that on a console, like downloadable, you gotta add some stuff to
hey,
that.
You have to blow shit up too.
Did you?
Yeah, there were like tanks and planes you had to get rid of.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The only other thing is that I was going to mention is the dick move that Apple came out and did, where they said that they're gonna do their announcement for the next iPhone during E3 directly.
Oh, isn't that retarded? Yeah, that's yeah.
Kind of a dick move, man. It's like really.
So everyone's gonna be paying attention to that. Dream. They're not even competing with the. Like, why would they do that?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
It just doesn't make sense. I mean, it's just a look at my turtleneck, you know? I get look at my turtleneck. I'm Steve fucking Jobs, bitch. Look at my iPhone. You know you wanna. Do it.
Oh, that's Bush League right there.
Yeah. It's just that's kind of not a dick cool. Move.
Like, really? Do it I've the got day one before, do it afterwards.
That was interesting.
What you got, man?
This Xbox dashboard update deal where they're, you know, rumor has it anyway, about the 1 gigabyte of DVD storage added.
Yeah. From what I understand, aren't they like reducing the size on disk of like the security that they've got in place?
I think so. It's something to do. Like, they haven't really released any details. All they're basically taking sign ups. Only in the U.S. By the way, I tried.
Yeah, I fucking missed my sign up because I didn't have the information they needed for my console. Bastards.
Well, it's your fault.
Oh yeah, because I carry around my 360 serial number with me.
Yeah, it has to do with the anti-piracy and security stuff, and I don't know. The point kind of seems to me, why bother? Like, 1 gigabyte isn't really going to kill you. The main media that you're competing with is like 30 gigabytes better than what you can do on its worst day.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah. Right.
And in reality,
I guess
because
they're
kind
of worried because some games didn't go more than like a gig over, but they had to make another disc for, like Dead Space and stuff like that, where it's like not that big of a deal, but they had to go over either way. And but the same way you can look at games like Crysis, which is one disc on everything.
I could see this being a big deal, especially to developers, because developers have to license by the disc.
Right, per disc.
So, you know, I mean, that's that 1 gig, if you are over by like half a gig and, you know, Microsoft security is what's causing you to go over. I mean, that's bullshit, man. I'd be fighting to not have to pay that license fee.
Well, that's what they're trying to get rid of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not like they're sitting there being like, fuck you. They're actually trying to solve it. Be like, all right, we'll get around this. But the thing is, if it's only 1 gig, it's not going to be the life or death of the medium, because realistically, we only have, what, 2 to 3 years of actual, like, timeline of this generation actually matters? Yeah, exactly. Before a new console, it's not really going to matter. But whatever. I mean, it's free. People who sign up get a free copy of Reach, which I'm guessing is on this new... It's probably going to get
format.
A disc that's basically, the new format kind of thing that's going to be shipped to you. And also, they're going to give you free games, so you can't really complain about that. They're going to be like, hey, test this out, because everything that they send you is all physical. I mean, they can't test out new disc drive stuff without sending you a disc.
Right.
So you're getting cool stuff, so I kind of wish I could get into that, but I can't.
Yeah, I tried to sign up, like, I read about it. You know, oh, they're taking signups for this. I was like, cool, went to the website. We are no longer taking signups. Wow, that was fast. Thanks anyway.
I actually went yesterday morning and got all my information added in, and it said, what is your console ID and serial number? I'm like, what? It's like, I don't fucking have that. And by the time I actually got the information, it was like, oh, by the way, we're not taking signups anymore. I'm like, fuck you.
Dude, I would not turn your 360 to look at the serial number. It could be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
See, the good thing is, you don't have to.
I wouldn't even breathe on yours, dude.
You don't have to. Well, you just go to your account information. It's on there.
Oh, yeah. I think the dust on that thing is actually what is conducting the electricity to make the games work at this point.
Probably, yeah.
Well,
Castle Venn's days, he's actually been playing it a lot more, so maybe it's not as dusty.
Oh, okay.
At least once a week.
It's like I remember asking someone to wash their car once, and they said, are you kidding? The dirt's probably the only thing holding it together. Same idea here.
It is quite possible.
Probably true.
Has it gotten louder? Cool. I'm just curious. I haven't been over to your place in a while.
You want me to turn it on so you can hear it?
Can it
yes,
get
I
any
kind
fucking
of
louder?
We might not be able to hear the podcast.
Probably a bad idea. You're probably going to have cops around your house in like 5 minutes.
Can we do that, though? Time. We've told a lot of people listening to this show that your Xbox sounds like a jet engine, and nobody believes us.
You could probably hear it from where I know where your computer is to where your Xbox is. You could probably easily hear that shit from where you're sitting. Like, whether the mic will pick it up, I don't know. I don't know how good your how far the mic picks
it'll
up
vibrate the ground. So yeah, it's gonna pick it up through the stand on the mic.
My 360 tried to take off.
Let me just turn
yesterday.
On my okay.
Oh, man. Yeah. My wife actually tells me not to play my 360 after they go to the bed because it'll wake them up while they're upstairs.
Yeah, it's I'm pretty sure they're screaming something in there. I don't fucking know why your 360 smuggled into the country, but they want out.
I was kidding, by the way. I just want to make sure that's clear.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got?
I half believe
cool.
you.
We got, you all saw the movie Kung Fu Panda. Cool movie.
Yeah, it's a fun movie.
Yeah,
it's Jack Black did a good job, man.
It was entertaining. Yeah, it was cool.
Heck yeah.
Skadoosh.
We've been all waiting on the seat of our pants here, you know, waiting for some good news to come out of this game with the Kinect. You know, Kinect is in full swing. Microsoft's been touting as like, oh, look how many we've sold and stuff, and you know, none of us have one, no big deal. But I think they got the killer app.
I think I know where you're going with this.
I think they got the killer app.
Please,
because Kung Fu Panda is gonna have Kinect support.
Oh hell yes!
Fuck yes!
Hell yes!
Finally,
take that, Kung Fu Live. Bitches.
That's right. You don't need that shit.
That's right.
Get a panda with Kung Fu connected to the awesomes of my living room.
How do you get better? How do you get better than a movie tie-in game with Kinect support?
What you could do is actually when you start the game up and Kung Fu Panda like busts out and you're like standing in front of your Kinect and you're making a gesture and then you look at it and the mic mic picks up you saying, Who gives a shit?
Gives a shit. And the just, that was for you, buddy. Just letting you know.
But
yeah, I don't give a
shit. We would have who guessed that anyway, I believe.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm just saying that was for him that we brought that shit back old school.
Yeah. It's been a while since we've done one of those, so.
OG who gas in the house.
All right.
Should we take a break? That's really, we're patching a movie tie-in game with Kinect support.
Yes!
Awesome.
Does it support
like
move on the PS3?
You hate fake tits.
Well, oh, jeez.
Little bitch. Oh, it's true. And fake tits are fun. not Kinect. That's even a lie. Fake tits are... Okay, anyway, I'm going on a tangent. But...
Where are we going? You've driven us down a street, and there are no lights on this street.
We're going on break.
I'm waiting for a light to turn on to fucking take me in for the night. It's okay, man. You can stay here.
When we come back, we're going to talk about... we're going to do our contest entries. Jim Henson versus Konami.
Sweet.
And then we're going to do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us, and we're going to be right back. It's time to wake up.
You know, when I was a kid, I was a hardcore gamer. There wasn't a single game that I owned that I didn't beat, and I was good. Like, I could beat Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. One guy. But then the kids came, and the responsibilities... I just didn't have the time or the motivation to keep up. My game backlog just kept growing and growing with each new release. I needed help. So I visited the Game Backlog Support Group on VG Evo. They helped me take control of my backlog.
The VG Evo Game Backlog Support Group is a non-profit organization helping gamers relieve their backlog troubles. Having a game backlog is a debilitating and embarrassing predicament. VG Evo is here to help.
I no longer have to lie about the video games I've played. I can finally say with confidence, yes, I have beat Devil May Cry. And you know what? Nero is a whiny bitch.
If you or someone you know is suffering from their game backlog, please contact www.vgevo.com.
Welcome back.
You're welcome back.
Hey, someone jumped on the call while we were on break.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I made it.
Travis made it. But he missed the first half of the show, so he doesn't get to talk about any games or anything. So we're going to move right into contest entries. Because I am that kind of dick.
Don't worry. I didn't want to talk about the awesome games I've been playing. You're missing out, biatch.
Oh, we talked for over almost an hour about games we were playing. This.
Yeah, who cares?
But we are doing contest entries. Jim Henson versus Konami.
Yeah, we are.
So we're going to pass the show over to Travis now that he has joined us and let him read some emails.
All right. First one comes from Michael Martinetti. He says, hey guys, for the Jim Henson versus Konami contest, I think I've put together some amazing teams. It was too tough to come up with one team of three, so I did three characters for each side. I may have stretched the licenses a little bit, but I think they will still qualify for Konami. One of the avatars, from DDR that plays like Eddie Gordo. Konami also released a point-and-click adventure game called Time Hollow for the DS. The characters used a pen device to see through time, and I think that device could generate a pretty cool moveset. I'd also like to throw in Pyramid Head from Silent Hill 2.
Nice.
That'd be pretty cool.
Jigsaw. Yeah, and Jigsaw from the Saw games.
Now you're pushing it.
For Henson, Dargo from Farscape. Farscape with Jim Henson? I did not know that. One of the best sci-fi shows on TV produced by Jim Henson Productions. Anyone from The Storyteller, a Henson show with retold fairy tales and geek myths, seems like a good opportunity to throw some God of War-like combos into the game. And finally, the best for last, the ultimate boss and overpowered broken character of the game would be David Bowie, the Goblin King from Labyrinth.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Wow. Good.
I think Bowie would be the boss, right? He would have to be the boss.
Yeah.
Actually,
he would be outlawed in tournaments.
I thought there'd be one character on the Henson side that would be totally unanimous across everybody, but apparently not.
Oh, yeah, we'll get there. I'm pretty sure that we're thinking about the same person, but we'll get there.
Yeah. All right. The next one comes from Jake Gray, a.k.a. as JG92.
What up?
He says, first off, neat idea for the contest. Very creative, I have to say. So, Jim Henson versus Konami. The Jim Henson character roster is as followed. Number one, Kermit the Frog, who likes to breathe on people, laugh at people, and hop all over them. Miss Piggy would like to make a big entrance, so big, in fact, that she lands on all the other players, knocking them out in less than a second of the match even starting. Fozzie Bear, straight up and dirty. He chokes people with his polka dot necktie. Gonzo uses a move called I'll poke your brain out with my nose. First, he'll scope slam his opponent to the floor, forces his giant nose up their nose, and touches their brain, killing them instantly.
God.
Wow.
Is that a super move?
Yeah, that's his level 3. Let's see. Beaker, who catapults himself using the gunpowder toward the enemy. Yeah. Yeah. Bunsen Honeydew uses the follow character Beaker as a weapon by catapulting him using gunpowder. Animal just uses drumsticks. And plus, as an added bonus, we get Big Bird, who tells you off for being really naughty and knocks you out with your own shame. And then Elmo lulls everyone into a sweet sense of security with his tender nature, and then knifes a bitch. Not so tender. And jumping over to the Konami side, of course, Solid Snake, and he's armed with a crossbow, but not no shit like Cod Bob's explosive-tipped arrow shooter. Oh no, this is loaded with Cupid's arrows. One hit from this makes opponents fall in love with Snake, allowing Snake to, well, take advantage. Next we have Yugi from Yu-Gi-Oh! And no, there aren't any dual monsters here. Come on, this is real life, right? So he punches people with his dual glove, slices people in those gold star thingies, and hurls the dual disc arm attachment thing at people's faces. That's pretty Tampax, right? I don't really know any Yu-Gi-Oh!
I guess it's
accurate.
It's a card monster game.
Yeah, it's a card game.
Yeah.
Here you go, Chris. Simon Belmont only whips people in the same motion repeatedly, and when he jumps, he has zero midair control. But if you're going to jump at it, you got to time it right. Bill and Lance from the Contra series have the ability to swap each other out, making them harder to beat. Plus, they have frickin' machine guns. And then next is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and you play as Leonardo, Michelangelo, Donatello, and Raphael. Plus, as an added bonus, Master Splinter will be in the mix, too.
That can actually be both sides, technically. Because Jim Henson did the costumes for the Ninja Turtle movies.
Oh, did he really?
Did he?
Oh. Yeah. Nice.
I did not know that. That's a fun fact, Jeff. Thank you.
The more you know.
The turtles are fairly strong, but a weep A sweep to the back of the knee will knock them right to the floor, shell first, meaning that they can't get up. And you can always just take that sensei stick away from him, and he can't do anything. And let's see. And in the day, yes, one day that follows, many, many other characters will be available for download from Steam, PSN, XBLA, DSiWare, WiiWare, Konami site, and will be released as a disc many, many months later with all DLC included for a cheaper price. Anyway, thanks for reading. I know I'm not going to win, but I always love sending these in just for shits and giggles. Catch you later, JG92.
Nice. Thank you, JG.
Awesome.
He's good people. He's good people. You know who
fucking
also is
Beaker,
good people?
Fucking Beaker, man. Fucking Beaker.
That's Beaker.
That's what it's all about, man.
Prime Buster, Mr. Down to Fort X himself. Nice. Yes, comes in and says, oh, he says, my three main team, my three-man team in Jim Henson versus Konami would be Revolver Ocelot, Elmo, and Pyramid Head. And here I have a convincing move, moveset to give you a great idea of how well these characters will work together. Number one, Revolver Ocelot. He has the bullet ricochet, rapidly tap square in any direction to direct the gunshots. He has dodge rolls, which is any direction, plus your three kicks. The revolver juggles three revolvers and shoots a bullet every time he catches one. The super possession possesses with the spirit of Liquid Snake and strengthens Ocelot's attacks for 20 seconds. It's actually pretty good. Ultra is called preparation. He rigs the play area with C4 and just takes cover. And then his three-man super is called the torture chamber. Torture table. Allies jump in and strap the opponent to a torture table while Ocelot electrocutes the hell out of him. let's see. Elmo.
Okay. Oh, God.
Elmo, the brainbuster on Snuffleupagus. He calls in Snuffleupagus and brainbusters him onto the enemy. the Whopperplex is a German suplex is the opponent off of a skyscraper onto a limousine or a Hummer if there's no limo. Elmo Smash, he grabs an opponent 100 feet into the air and elbow drops them, cracking the concrete below him.
Just picture Elmo doing this shit. That's why it's so ridiculous.
His super move is the Octagon. He calls in Jack Black to explain what an octagon is. Jack Black goes nuts.
Funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
And Jack Black goes nuts and smashes the stop sign over the opponent's face. And then Ultra, the Count and the Cookie Monster. The Count and the Cookie Monster come in, count and eat cookies. And when they finally reach 7, Cookie Monster gets a sugar rush, grabs the opponent, pins them down while the Count bites into their neck, hungering for that sweet, sweet blood.
Fun! Fun cookie!
Count, I need you!
That's pretty good. And in his three-man super, Tickle Me Elmo. Allies tickle Elmo, and the cuteness is too much to bear and instantly ejects that opponent and replaces them with another fighter, and it also removes 30% of their health. And then Pyramid Head. One of his moves is called the Great Knife Penetration. It penetrates the opponent with the Great Knife, shoving it in and out gratuitously.
Oh, my God.
The next move... rape.
Barking dogs.
We're going to have all kinds of sexual innuendos here, aren't we?
Yeah, probably so. The next move is called a rape, and you pull it off by going...
Surprise! Pyramid
Head. The explanation's great. You rape the opponent. Simple as that, right? I mean, it's... and the move to put it down, of course, is down to 4x. the strangle and tongue lick strangles the opponent while licking their tears of pain. The super is the knife rape. Imagine the great knife penetration rape. Mixed God. With the rape move, and you get the idea.
Oh.
His ultra,
like
medical monsters. Yeah. Medical monsters is his ultra. Sends a wave of Silent Hill nurses to chop and cleave at the opponent. And in a three-man super, hold this bitch down while I blank the blank out of them.
That's very colorful.
And that's our buddy Prime Buster.
That's thanks, Brian. Sickening and creative and awesome and scary all at once.
There you go. All right. Next up is our homie, who most of us met for the first time last week, Mr. My Penis 08.
My Penis 08.
He says, warning, this is a long-ass entry, but please read all of it. Here are my three fighters for Konami versus Jim Henson, the newest game coming to you only from Indus themselves. Alrighty, here are my three fighters I have for the tag team. First off, Miss Piggy. Her one special move, the extra crispy bacon cruncher delight. Meat. Where she squeezes and rubs her thick thighs around your ribs, cracking them as she boob slams your fucking face from the rear and into the ground 7 times, removing 29% health. Her signature combo move is the overcooked pork chop smash up. This move.
Can I ask why 29% of your health?
I know. I just...
obviously because 30 would just be unbalanced.
Oh yeah. She's nerfed the next update. It's
30% would be god mode.
Exactly. Right. Sentinel for the win.
So that second move would consist of her being greased up in that pork grease, doing a 12 hit foot smashing combo. As she slides, rubs, and kisses your face with her nice, greasy, fat-ass cheeks, causing you to pass out.
Wow.
Next up is your homie, Fozzie Bear, as his one signature move is the Rotten Tomato Joke Face Smash. Here, Fozzie will tell some bad jokes as he continuously bashes up your face with a 10-hit tomato smash combo, taking 25% of health points away from his opponent. The That's final good. Blow bear hug squeezer is Fozzie's ultra finishing move. First, he annoys the hell out of you with his waka 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 and then grabs you, squeezing until you turn bloody red, and he flings your ass in the air and does a 18-hit bear stomping combo as he dances on your face and chest to finish you off. And fuck yeah, Solid Snake is on my team, bitches. The stealth sneak and attack combo is where he goes into stealth mode, making him invisible, and he sneaks up behind you and does a choke hold to eliminate 33% health. Snake Sancher finishing ultra move is known as the cardboard box hide and sneak attack. Here, he after wasting 30 seconds on the screen to assemble his cardboard box, Snake then hides as he sneaks behind his opponent. Snake then grabs him, kicks him or her in the air, and does a 21-hit backflip long-ass combo while smoking a cigarette as he finishes off his opponent.
Wow.
Sorry it's so long, that's what she said, but wanted to make sure I was happy with my injury. My penis await is out of here.
Thanks, did you add nice. That's what she said, or did he?
Oh, I did.
Okay.
Good stuff.
All right, next up is another homie we met for the first time, Biff Sticks.
Yeah.
He was a cool dude. I liked him a lot. He's a good guy.
He's cool.
Definitely.
Hello, dudes. I just wanted to throw my hat into the ring for this little contest. My three characters would be, number one, Miss Piggy. Her character would play similar to She-Hulk. Yeah. She would have a running attack with that would end with a grab followed by a ton of life-draining kisses to go with her trademark judo chop. Her ultra would be called Swine Wrath, which is similar to Makoto's special where she would turn beet red and do double damage while not taking any chip damage, similar to the hated X-Factor, but way better balanced.
Well, that wouldn't be hard.
Sign me up. Yeah, seriously.
There you go. Another and a surprising repeat, Yu-Gi-Oh! If you're familiar with Yu-Gi-Oh! The show, he uses cards to unleash monsters and traps. His punches and kicks might not do a lot of damage, but his specials would be monsters and traps that would come out of his deck. Some would be area attacks, others would be grappling attacks. His ultra would be a 52-card pickup, which is a whole crowd of monsters that would rush the hell out of his opponent. You better have your block on. And then the third one, Vic Viper from Gredius.
Nice.
I'm not talking about the pilot. I'm talking about the actual ship.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
He would be one of those flying type characters where he would be using his single bullets and ground missiles to wear down his opponent's health. His ultra is based on how big you can get his meter going. If you use it at level 1, you can get the laser by level 5, and your ship would have lasers, 3 of those option clouds, and a 10-second shield. This character does have an added trick. You can pull off the Konami code in-game while taking no damage during the input, and you'll get a fully you'll be fully decked for 10 seconds as if you had a level 5 meter. This code can only be used once. If used more than once, your ship explodes and you lose health.
That ship sounds, that ship sounds broken.
Yeah, that's broken. That's broken. Totally broken.
Oh, come on. No more broken than Sentinel.
Oh, nothing can be.
Yeah, right. All right, next up is Shadow Hado, another person we met. Let's see. All right, guys, here's my entry for Henson versus Konami. I did an honorable mention section at the end because there are so many characters I would love to go into detail about. But anywho, here we go. My main team would be Bill Reiser from Contra, Alucard, and nice. Boober Fraggle.
Boober Fraggle. I don't know the Fraggles enough to know
which one is which.
But
yeah, I'm trying to think of which one's Boober is. I don't know.
Boober. That's just wrong in so many ways.
Yeah.
It's a fucking kid's show.
Bill Reiser's moves from Contra would be different versions of the weapon pickups in the game. He would have a machine gun shot that would be horizontal, a flame shot that would arc upwards as his anti-air, a homing missile with a short timer, and he would be able to shoot crash bombs while in the air to cause a small carpet of flames. For a super combo, he would shoot the laser beam out, and you can hold it down as an attack button and move the joystick to aim in any direction. However, when doing so, the range on the laser becomes much shorter, and for his level 3 super, the waterfall boss from the Contra would appear at the top of the screen and whip his arms around the entire screen.
Whoa.
Huh.
No spread shot?
I don't know. No, he said his specials would be based on power-ups in it, so I'm sure spread shot's in there somewhere.
Okay.
Assuming.
Alucard's moves would be very similar to what you see in Symphony of the Night. He would have a teleport where he would reappear and shoot fireballs. He could summon souls and fly in different directions depending on the button used. A short time to miss from that form would allow him to ignore block damage but make him vulnerable upon returning to physical form. And a mid-air diving attack in bat form to use as a slamming attack to relaunch the opponent as they bounce off the ground. He would also be able to transform into bat form and fly around to avoid the opponents, but this would drain his super meter extremely quickly. For his first super, he would gain dark metamorphosis and have a short time in which to attack enemies and regain health at the same time.
Nice.
His second super would open up a dark portal.
It sounds like he'd be like the Dante of the game.
Pretty much. A lot of cool stuff to do. Yeah. And his second super would open up a dark portal and would summon Death, who would throw his little scythes everywhere and swipe one with his big scythe at the end of the super. And saving the best for last is, of course, Boober Fraggle.
I want to hear this.
Boober's special moves would include throwing radishes in different directions.
Oh, okay, I remember Boober now.
Use.
Yeah.
The grapple, radishes. Where he would start screaming about death, doom, and destruction while pounding on the enemy, and a whip-like move where he would lash out at enemies with wet socks. For his first super, he would grab the opponent and scrub them up and down on old-fashioned washing boards.
Oh my goodness.
And then giving thumbs up to indicate that they are clean. For his second super, he would spin around.
I can see, like, the teeth sparkle, too, while he does that.
Oh, yeah, I'm serious.
For his second super, he would spin around like a tornado for a couple of seconds while holding wet socks out to slap the opponent with. He says, that would be my main team, but I wanted to give some honorable mentions. He actually has a really big list, so I'll do a couple from each list. From Henson characters, Snuffleupagus, Oscar the Grouch, the Swedish Chef.
Oh, dude.
There he is.
Huh. Yeah, and then Waldorf, the old man from the Muppet Show.
Huh.
And on the Konami side, he'd throw in Simon Belmont, Trevor Belmont, Dracula, and all 4 Ninja Turtles. Even the Shredder, the boss from Metal Gear Solid, and the guy from Russian Attack.
Who has no combos because they don't come out fast enough.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it, yeah. All right, and coming up next, we got a couple of short ones. Like I'm talking like the easiest reads. Here we go. You ready for this? Mark Monzo says, I'd definitely be Miss Piggy. Hiya, Mark.
Who is this, Mark?
That's an email.
Shortest contest entry ever.
It should win just for that.
I'll just definitely. From,
no, but who, was, who wrote that one in?
Mark Monzo.
All right.
I'll Miss definitely Piggy. Be Miss Piggy. Hiya.
Hey, Mark.
Hiya. Moving on. We're actually going to jump and make this one a lot longer. I'm going to use a team of Jen from the Dark Crystal. This is really good, actually. Snake and every Fraggle, or just Monkey Fraggle, if I can use them all. Done.
All right.
And that was from Rob Hesta. Actually, I do like the Jen from Dark Crystal. That is good. I'm sad that a lot of people didn't add a lot of the Dark Crystal characters, because that movie's awesome. Almost just as good as Labyrinth. It's really good. I would use Solid Snake, Gonzo, Kermit the Frog, because Kermit's speed and agility would just totally help me prevail. That's from Brian Lepak.
Short emails.
For the win. Let's see. JM says, my character roster for Jim Henson versus Konami in an epic quest to save the universe would be as follows.
Epic quest to save
Number
the
one.
Universe.
This is so funny. Number one, Naked Raiden from Metal Gear Solid. With both hands protecting his manhood, Raiden can take a lot of punishment from any opponent. And yeah, I'm still not over the switcheroo Konami pulled on Metal Gear Solid 2. Come on! Number two, Miss Piggy. Nothing is scarier than a lady pig throwing a tantrum, as Kermit the Frog can attest to this. Mess with her hair and you're a dead man. She may be pink, but you'll be seeing red. Number three, Cyborg Raiden, the sentinel of Jim Henson versus Konami. Him being a cyborg will make him impervious to knockbacks. Raiden's come a long way since MGS2. Don't think Konami had it in them to salvage and reinvent this character one bit. And finally, rounding off the contest is, let's see.
Miss Piggy's like the character of choice so far.
She's got a judo chop.
I thought it was going to be Animal. I thought Animal was going to be in every single one of them.
Oh, really?
Right?
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be Piggy. When we did this, when we decided this, I knew it was going to be Piggy in every one.
I was hoping for Beaker Love, and we got a little.
We got a little Beaker Love, yeah. That was good.
I thought there was going to be more Bowie. I'm with Jeff. I thought there was going to be a lot more Bowie. But, alas. Anyway, let's see. Coming from Ugate, he says Jim Henson versus Konami. On his Jim Henson roster, he would have the Muppet Show, Kermit the Frog, Miss Piggy, Fozzie Bear, Gonzo, Swedish Chef, Animal, there you go, and New Zealand. And from Fraggle Rock, Gobo Fraggle, Red Fraggle, and Junior. And from the Dark Crystal, yes, another Jen, Skixel, and Garthum, who's my favorite character from Dark Crystal. And, of course, there it is, Jareth, a.k.a. David Bowie, the Goblin King from Labyrinth. He said, I wanted to add Sesame Street characters, but Henson only worked as a puppeteer on the show. Don't believe he owns the rights to any of those characters. Is that true?
I don't know. That's interesting. That's true. Interesting
don't know
tidbit.
At all.
We got some disqualifying to do if that's the case.
The more you know.
Yeah. We don't know. We need to find out.
He mentioned Beaker, too.
Yeah, Beaker.
Yep.
Pretty much all the emails where we're like, yeah, we didn't get that many of these. We got them all right there. Pretty much.
All right.
All right, well, that's it. Those are all of our entries right there, all 11 of them.
There's a few that stand out to me right now.
I got three. Mm-hmm. I got narrowed my top three.
I think we might have the same top three. What do you got?
I got, hold on a second. I pull up my sheet of papers. I got JG92, Mike PSN08, and Shadow Hado.
We've got the same three.
I have one. Right. I might be the tiebreaker. What do you have, Glenn?
I have two.
Okay.
Which would be Shadow Hado, and I really like Prime Busters.
Primes is definitely funny. Actually, I forgot. Which number did Prime go? I have numbers written on here.
Prime is number three.
Oh, okay. So yeah.
I have a front runner. I got more chuckles and giggles out of Mike PSN08s, to be honest with you. Some of the names of those fighting moves were.
I'm writing them a different thing. So I think Mike and JG's thought were really funny. Shadows thought it was kind of funny and also had like guy put thought into that shit. like meter yeah. wasting and stuff like that. I'm like, that's pretty in depth there.
Hmm.
Chris, so what's in between? No,
this is a
else?
Tough one. My front runner was JG, and then okay. And then Shadow Hato and Mike PSN08 were tied.
Right.
I have right now 3 and 4 tied, whoever the hell they were, plus. I can't remember who they were. The thing is, like, yeah, I wrote down, I'm retarded. I wrote down numbers, not names. But.
3 and 4 was Prime and Mike PSN08.
Okay, so I had them as being tied, and then I had JG and Shadow Hato as well. So. Wow.
JG's listening right now, by the way, since he closed out his last email with, I know I never win these things, but I'll send it in for shits and giggles anyway. He's got his fingers crossed right now.
Come on! This is a tough man. One, guys. Like, I don't know one. If we can... Sorry, what were yours, Glenn? Yours was Prime and...
And Shadow Hato.
Okay, so that's... Three of us. What, Travis, do you have Shadow Hato on yours?
No, I mean, I'm picking one to make it easier on us to make a decision. Like,
well, that's why I'm just trying to go by the numbers. If we can't pick, like, okay, not do this shit, like Game of the Year shit, just like go by how many yeah. votes people have.
Okay, so
we have 3 with Shadow Hato. Prime's got 2.
I'll give you number 3 and number 4. I'll give you Prime Buster and Mike PSN08.
Those are your top 2?
Yeah, I'll give you my
so there's okay, so there's 3 Mike, 3 Shadow, 3 Prime. Oh god, this is
oh god.
A hole.
This just got difficult. Right. They all have 3 votes. What do we do now?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So those are the okay, so Shadow, Prime Buster, Mike PSN, JG. Any of you guys besides Chris or I have him in your top rankings?
I kind of want to just because I want him to win.
Dude, he said Beaker, man.
He did say Beaker. Yeah. You know what? I need to withdraw, and I don't know who to withdraw.
So if you put him, that's a 3-way tie with 3 people.
If I vote him in, it's a 3-way tie?
It's a 3-way tie, yeah. Not saying not to.
I kind of want to do that honestly, just to mess with your head.
Gonzo uses a move called, I'll poke your brain out with my nose.
With my nose.
Come on.
Yeah, that shit was fucking hilarious.
It's good stuff.
I would
like to vote for JG.
That's your top pick?
I think I'm going to vote for JG. I'm going to go with him as the dark horse. He didn't really come on there, but I kind of forgot about the Beaker love.
Okay.
I'm doing JG.
I second that.
You're doing JG as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I second JG. That shit was funny, man. I liked it.
No, shit, dude. They're all fucking good, but it's like... this top 3 are so fucking close, though. That's
well,
the thing.
Well, here's the deal, though, because I don't think Jeff was leaning towards JG. So
well, no, he was my original. He's my on my list. Like I have my 2 greater than, and then I have a tie, and then another person I want to put up in there.
Okay.
So yeah, my original 3 were JG, Shadow, and Mike PSN, and then but I had Prime Buster as a tie with Mike.
Mike.
Okay. Well, then that pushes my vote for Mike down. So it seems like it's the majority is going to rule with JG92.
Uh oh.
I guess yeah.
Well, who's,
you
who's what, your
I'm
top
happy with,
pick?
I'm happy with. And,
let's sort this out. Who's your top pick, Jeff?
Oh fuck, dude.
You got to have a top pick. You got to have a top pick.
Your head, dog.
What's Travis? What's yours? What's your top pick?
Mike PSN08.
Yours, Mike PSN08. My fuck, man. Yeah, you know what?
I had Bunsen throwing.
I was gonna say I'm gonna have to,
as a weapon.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with JG as well. I think number 1.
There you go.
Those 3 are fucking really fucking close, or 4.
Yeah, they were but good entries.
Definitely, I think the next one's gonna be more creative. But I think for our next contest entry or contest idea, anyway.
Are we sticking with what I said then?
Yeah,
yeah,
awesome. I like it.
I think it'd be kind of cool. It'd be kind of funny.
All right, so are we saying JG
so
is the winner then?
I guess JG's
JG
got
92,
it.
JG92,
congratulations, brother. We are going to send you a $20 Amazon gift card.
He's jumping up and down right now.
Oh my God!
Wondering why is this person crazy? He's got headphones on. He's jumping up in the air. I don't understand what's happening.
JG, I really hope that you're listening to this at work because that would make it so much more entertaining.
I hope he's listening to it like on his commute to work.
I hope he's at work and he overreacts like he won the lottery and runs into his boss's office and I quit.
No, can he be like card?
Screw you guys! I'm out
like
of here.
A funeral or a church or something like that.
Oh God,
like,
a funeral.
Or a library.
You're not right at all, dude. You are not
Can we all agree? At least I hope that people don't listen to my podcast or your podcast at a funeral.
At a funeral, right?
Oh my God, that would just be wrong in so many different ways.
It's like, gosh, I'm surrounded by death. Let's listen to Indus. Oh fuck.
Oh God.
So let's talk about next month's contest.
What the fuck moment is? Talk about what?
Let's talk about next month's contest then.
All right.
We're going to stick with the fighting game theme. We're going to stick with next month.
There's a fighting game coming out next month. So,
yeah. You know. Next month, Mortal Kombat's coming out. So we're going to let you guys...
Well, this month, technically.
We're going to let you guys target us this time.
Ooh,
We're kind of taking a page out of Mike PSN08's book because he actually sent us a voicemail that was very similar to this. We want to know what... We want you guys to describe us as Mortal Kombat characters. We want to know just whatever you guys want to throw out there, what our moves are.
I got an idea. Let's not just say general moves because let's give them three specific moves that we need to do. All right, have it be one special move, one fatality, and one friendship move.
One friendship move.
Oh, that's perfect. That is like perfect. It. And you can dig at us as much as you want to. We're not going to care.
That's right. Does that include me and Nico?
Yes, definitely.
Add the angels.
For sure.
And the angels. I like
that. Yeah.
No, add the angel because then you're getting too crazy because like, some people will write in.
Yeah,
like,
most people don't really
like,
know
four.
the angels well
just,
enough
yeah, just
to do
that.
Stick with the Indus guys.
Okay, yeah, Indus guys.
So there's six of us, so keep that in mind. Well, there's seven of us, but we'll get to that later.
What?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that a little bit later. Yeah.
So that is your contest for next month. We want you guys to make MK characters out of us. Do it.
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be funny. That'd be right up Prime's alley too.
I know, right?
I can sense his creative juices flowing.
All right, let's move to some new releases then. What do you guys think?
Big Pete. Sounds good to me.
Big Pete.
Okay, so there's really not much on the retail front for games next week, but there are a couple
sure.
downloadables that look kind of cool. All right, so both Xbox Live and PSN are getting Red Faction Battlegrounds, which is a sort of a top-down Red Faction-y sort of game. There's probably a lot of blowing crap up there. And Xbox Live Arcade's getting the sequel to the Dishwasher, which is the Dishwasher Vampire Smile, so there's probably more side-scrolling combat there. And that would pretty much it for this week.
And that is accurate. Right. That is pretty much it for this week.
That was repeat-alicious.
So, pick of the week, I'm going with Dishwasher.
That's actually it in total? Like, that's it?
There's other stuff coming out, dude, but it's really not worth mentioning. I mean, I can... let's see. So there's the Dishwasher. Carnival Games for 360. Karaoke Revolution Glee Volume 2. You want me to keep going, or should I just stop?
No. Okay. We're good. We're good.
So, yeah, Dishwasher. That's my pick of the week.
Yeah, I'd go with the Dishwasher Vampire, for sure.
Glee Karaoke.
Glee Karaoke. Fuck you, Clay. Travis?
Minecraft beta update.
Minecraft update. Alright.
Is there anything out for Android yet? They're working on that.
Not yet.
All right.
A whole lot of lives are going to be completely wasted when that happens.
Normally we would move into emails right now, but we didn't actually get any regular emails. Everything was contest entry.
What?
So, it's unusual for us as of late. But we're going to move right to Indus questions because I know we got a few of those.
We did definitely get a few of these. Starting off with Biff Sticks, our good buddy.
Biff Sticks.
Attendee. He's got a couple questions. First of all, number one is Retroids. Spiritual successor to VG Evo?
Oh, fuck. I hate you, Biff Sticks.
I think it's more of a superhero website.
I will say yes.
I will say yes as well.
Yes.
I don't know. How do you define a spiritual... No,
don't I'll fucking... Say
yes. Don't even.
Fucking fired, dude. Fucking fired.
His follow-up question is... He says, if you can go back in time and give yourself one piece of advice, what would it be?
Oh,
I know mine. Mine would be easy. Don't fucking smoke. That'd be mine, for sure.
Mine's finish college.
Finish college. There you go.
That is a really, really tough one.
It's tough for you. You don't have any crazy bad habits. Besides being married and having
kids. You're the patron saint of Indus. So, like, you don't do anything wrong.
You're like, oh, I shouldn't have ordered that extra spicy when I went to fucking...
don't get extra cheese on that pizza.
I think if I were to go back in time and tell myself something, I would correct. Well, not really correct. I would modify the way I handled going out with the chicks when I was younger.
Modify.
So Chris is saying he just would have hit it and quit it.
No. That's not what I read. I was actually it's like right now it's like me like
Playa?
Me and no, not at all. Me and Crystal, like, I mean, we're very lax. I mean, we're very trusting and we both flirt, and you know, it's not that big of a deal. When I was younger, I was overly jealous a lot when I was dating girls. So I would definitely go back and try and correct that.
Chris, are there any bodies hidden anywhere you should know about?
No. Not yet. But I actually like the first girl that I ever like really, really well, the first girl I ever loved. Let's put it that way. I have a feeling that the main reason that I lost that she broke up with me is because I was overly jealous. So
Chris, you were psycho dog?
I was psycho dog. I wasn't that psycho, but
psycho comma dog.
Yeah.
Why didn't you call me when you got back from wherever?
No, I wasn't that bad. I wasn't that bad. But.
Oh, then don't worry about it. Who cares? It's like nothing.
But yeah, that's probably what I would fix.
Is this like a go back in time and like you meet yourself and tell
basically
yourself?
Basically, you're coming back and being like, dude, you fucking idiot.
I'm going to come back and go, set your expectations low because your parents are lying to you. You cannot be whatever you want. You can't do it. Don't shoot for the fucking moon. Just go get a degree, get a job that pays money, sit down and shut up and deal with it.
That's the truth right there.
That is good. I mean, if I could go back and just say, hey, dude, I'm just going to tell you right now, life is going to be so much better if you lower them standards.
Says the guy who didn't finish college. Right.
Just take what you got and smile, all right?
Exactly.
And move on with your life.
Awesome. Moving on to another question. We got the Jack Bauer, or the
What's
Dark
up, Jack?
Bauer on Twitter. He says, have you ever caught your schlong in your zipper?
No.
I have.
Oh,
I was.
I also have.
Oh.
Remember wearing those like onesies? Out. Like those like things with the zipper at the front? And I remember taking a pee like early in the morning one day, and I zipped up without paying attention, and oh my god, I was screaming. And what made it more awkward? I was like 20, so
don't you put your junk back in your underwear before you zip up your pants?
Dude, I wasn't 20. I was like I was like fucking like 5 or 6. But I actually remember this because it was that traumatizing. I remember it like it was fucking yesterday, and I was probably about that's like one of my earliest memories I can remember. Like back to, and I was like, this was wow, like it, yeah, not fun at all.
No, I agree. Yeah. I can agree 100%.
I've never wanted that to happen, so I was always super careful because I don't want to break my zipper. Like that.
You have to have junk to hang out for it to happen, first of all.
it's not like Meet the Fockers where the beans go above the Franks.
Exactly.
It's just a bit of a skin pinch.
But close enough.
Was that Chris. Something about Mary?
It was something.
Yeah, it was something about Mary.
Son of
yeah,
a!
Definitely.
It's Ben Stiller's Ben Stiller's Ben Stiller. It's all the same movie.
It's the same movie.
I would agree with that for the
same
most
movie,
part.
Different backdrop. Chris?
No, I haven't. I usually put my shit back in my underwear before I zip my pants up.
Tweezers and all.
Whatever. Well, if you're wearing a onesie, you don't have any fucking underwear on.
What, Jeff?
If you're not, if you're wearing a onesie, you're not wearing any underwear underneath that shit.
I'm wearing a onesie.
He's dressed up like Abel. It's a secret.
That's just spandex shorts.
I don't currently have the right to wear spandex, so I never would.
I'd like everybody, please, currently to picture Chris Riccio sitting in front of a mirror in a onesie flexing.
What?
I just want to put that mental image, theater of the mind, and all that.
Oh my God!
All of you think of that.
Every time I play against an Abel now, I'm just gonna lose just because I'm gonna be laughing so fucking hard. Jeff BT Dub has a couple. He says, number one, first celebrity crush.
Mm. Oh,
mine's Debbie Gibson, God. I think that was my first one.
That's a good one. I think I might have actually...
That or Alyssa Milano.
That's
Milano.
Mine. Who's the boss, man? Alyssa Milano.
Really?
Oh, what was the Bob Saget show?
Full House.
The girl who played DJ in Full House.
Really? Candace Cameron.
Have mercy. Yeah.
Oh my God. Did you actually just
like five.
Fucking say that? Did you actually just fucking...
Lord of mercy.
Excuse me, I'm going to hang up on him.
Travis, do you have a case of the vapors?
No, mine was Gwen Stefani, man. I had something hot for Gwen Stefani.
That was your first celebrity crush?
Your first celebrity crush?
That I can really remember.
What are you, like 12?
I was younger, but I can't remember.
Fuck, man.
You sure it wasn't like the dude from Bush?
No, I'm pretty sure.
Kevin Rosdale all up in your roof with her poster.
No, Glenn, you're the only one who likes the dude from Bush. We talked about this.
He's
nobody else
sexy,
joins
dude.
You in that.
Dude, his dog's
hot. Pull that long girl hair. Right? Oh,
dude.
All right, moving on. The second question. Did you guys buy an HD DVD player?
No.
Nope.
No. I almost said when
so
they're
to answer
like
your question,
bucks.
No, none of us are retarded. No. Moving on.
None of us look at webcams and go, oh my God, to interwebs.
Hey, for the record, a little BT Dub for you. Fucking Indus Roadie made that my fucking my wallpaper.
Yeah. We talked about that earlier.
We talked about that.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Good stuff.
One last one. This is from Fluffy Nuts. Good buddy Fluffy Nuts.
Oh, God.
He says, sorry, I don't think I'm going to read this without laughing. Is it okay to jack off and then message the person you were thinking of to thank them for the inspiration?
Okay.
Of course it is. Of course.
Can I
it's
say,
all right.
Usually, yes, but seriously, my international texting plan is going nuts, Fluffy. I'm over it. Please stop.
Oh, God.
Yes, because Kelly's phone bill is way higher.
That's true. It is through the roof.
Oh, shit. Dude, I'd fucking love that. If you go up to a girl and be like, hey, guess what I did last night, and this is what I was thinking of, some girls would be like, that's kind of creepy and gross. Even though you think in the back of the head, you're thinking, yeah, it's hot. If a girl ever came up to me and said that, I'd be like, fucking right. What are you doing later? Like, fuck.
That's right. It's like, you know, you don't have to masturbate. I can help you out with that.
Exactly.
I think if you're going to tell a girl that in person, if you're going to tell a girl that in person, you need to be high-fiving her with your right hand. And right is like, hey, high five. Slap. Was masturbating and thinking about you. And then walk away.
That's a Barney Stinson tactic right there, baby.
Dude, the bro code book is awesome.
It's funny as hell, isn't it?
It's very short, but it's awesome. It's fun. It's hilarious. But that's all the Indus questions. So if you guys want to hit us up on the Twitters, hit up at Indus questions. We'll read that shit. Hopefully weekly. Sometimes we don't have time for it. We'll hit it every like bi-weekly or something like that. But that's where you can get us at. Really quick questions, comments, anything you want to add. Pretty much anything.
And there you go. Thank you guys for sending in your questions. Let's do a question definitely. Of the week.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. This one's going to be fun, I think. What are your most memorable multiplayer moments?
That's right. That could be like anything, right? Like just cool, like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, absolutely. Anything. I've got, seriously, when I thought of this, I had immediately had like three or four in my head. So it can be fighting games, shooters, whatever. It doesn't matter. Co-op, competitive, who cares? If it was multiplayer and it was something fun or, you know, just amazing that happened, we want to hear about it. So to answer the question of the week, send us your emails. That address is email.
Basically, it's your time to brag as much as you want to. Be like, this cool shit and people went crazy.
Exactly.
Can this include the Xbox 360 massaging remote app? Is that...
Travis already has one of his, and it was the Xbox 360 fart game. What is it? Try not to fart.
Yeah. Party pleaser, man.
You can send your emails to email@interactivedistractions.com. Send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
It's like Lee, but it's not.
Follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason, Indus Pro, and Indus Geoff.
That's G-E-O-F-F.
Geoff!
Check us out on... check us out on Facebook also. That is Interactive Distractions Podcast. And I think that is about it. Anybody else have something before we wrap up?
Yeah, I want to thank Jack Bauer for sending me some fucking tea from England. That was
nice.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was awesome.
We have to send him some real peanut butter because I think the one he ate was not – I think he actually ate natural peanut butter because when he sent that pic, that's what it looked like. Yeah. We need to send him like the craft shit, like the stuff that's like –
Well, like he doesn't – like he's. I don't think he's going to like it, though. Like he said he's tried a couple of different types. Really? So
do you guys not like the natural peanut butter? I fucking love that stuff.
No, well, I love it too. But it's an acquired taste, though. It's like if you go to one to the other, and if you just start with that, it's kind of like...
Acquired taste? It's not fucking... It's not oysters. It's fucking peanut butter.
It's definitely acquired taste, dude. The natural peanut butter? Dude, that shit...
It's got that oil sheen on it and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And it's very, like, strong and, like, sticks... I don't know.
Are we talking about peanut butter still?
Yeah. But anyway, I want to think of some cool
American
shit.
I feel so safe in its arms.
I'm sorry about the international calls, by the way, Glenn.
Yeah, but I would like to find some really, really cool American shit to send Jack. So if anybody has any ideas, send them my way.
There's cool American shit?
I heard. Maybe.
Dude. I need to find some. Mm.
Send him some Reese's peanut butter cups. There you go.
Yep. Probably
he's not fucking E.T.
I didn't say Reese's Pieces, dumbass. I said Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah, same shit.
E.T. eat the shit out of that too, man. Same shit.
All right, what else we got? Anything?
That's it.
All right, I'm going to talk a little bit, just really quick, about an addition that we've made to Indus. The gentleman's name is Chance. And he is going to help us write articles on the website and do some reviews. His first review should be up hopefully this week. And you guys might know him as Clockwork. He actually started following. Well, Jeff followed him, and he followed back and started listening to the show. Yeah. Started checking us out on IndieStream, and you know he said he was interested in helping out. And
turns out the guy can write.
Yeah, the guy can write. He's he's in college right now, lives in Alabama. He came over and hung out with us. He's a good guy. So look out for his stuff coming up on the website soon. So thank you, Clock. Welcome to the
team. Actually a reason now to check out our website because it'll be updated regularly.
Yeah.
And the other thing I was going to say is thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And I want to emphasize that. Please tell a few friends about us.
If you have no friends, just yell out while you're playing your multiplayer games. InteractiveDistractions.com!
In reality, it's like...
At a funeral.
In reality, it's like... at a funeral. Or a wedding. Or a funeral. Reviews are great, and we appreciate them very much. But
5 stars.
But nothing helps more than word of mouth. That is the way to get the word out there. And, you know, if you guys did enjoy the show, please do tell a few friends.
Or advertising. I mean, if you want to advertise, we'll do that too. I mean, it'll cost you.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Anyway.
Hey, also, you want to find some other cool podcasts, you can go to expletivedeletedpodcast.com, and I've got one there.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes, that's live, right? Every Sunday night?
It's not every Sunday. How
it's
often
every
do you
second
do it?
Sunday. Second Sunday.
We kind of we were doing it every Sunday for a while. I got way backed up on editing because I'm doing way too much stuff right now.
Yeah, you just put out an episode with Jason in it. That was
that happened like a month ago.
Yeah,
that's correct. Because that one had, well, I'll spare everybody the details. It was very difficult to edit due to noise on the track.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, if you go to expletivedeletedpodcast.com or retroids.com, you can find us on there because we're part of the same podcast network. So
that's right. The now called Retroids Podcast Network.
Yep, working on a new intro for that and everything.
Very cool. Very cool. Definitely check them out. They've got a very entertaining show. And that is all I've got. You guys ready to go?
Yep.
I think so.
All right. Sure. I'm gonna say it again just because I was trying to get a point across. But thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Zoom Marketplace, please leave us a review. We would appreciate it.
5 stars.
So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm fashionably late.
I'm Glenn.
He's also a homo. I'm Jeff.
Wow, that's mean to talk about.
Wait,
Glenn.
Me or Travis?
I was talking about Travis, but it was weird because you came after Travis.
Play with your balls, and we'll see you next week.
Word.
Can I play with Travis's ball?
See, Chris was getting jealous just now.
I'm in there first.
I'm getting jealous. I want someone to play with my balls.
Wow.
Are we done? Can we be done?
I think so.
Okay.